live for in each and every 24-hour allocated period of the day. What I can say, ladies and gentlemen, FedEx Field Stadium announcer, Philip Robert Jonathan Hochbeig.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Rob Spiewak.
You know what they say about Phil?
What?
He's grand fun. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Long Island Hag and all the ships at sea. Hey, they can even turn a coroner's report into fun. Mm-hmm. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie. Oh, and we will be doing that on today's show. We have, I think, 17 or 18 more celebrity coronary reports.
Yeah, we're sick, but that's big fun.
To give to you, today is Wednesday, June 21, year 2000. Phone number, same as it ever was.
Send us a double buzz.
Oh. Right, thank you, Timmy. Phone number, 877-365-3636. Before we get into the show, let me tell you that the all-new Dennis Murphy will not be joining us on today's show.
Yeah.
There was actually an untimely death in the family of Dennis Murphy.
Oh, dear.
Right. And Dennis is going to have to postpone his coming out party until we get back from vacation.
Okay, well, it'll be something to look forward to when we come back from vacation.
Mm-hmm. I do appreciate the fact, though, that he called to let us know that there was this bad thing that happened and that he told us he wouldn't be coming by otherwise.
Right.
I think I was telling Mike before the show with Arlog, the way I would have played out is,
sure,
we would have spent the first 20 minutes
yes.
screaming at him and telling him he's an idiot, and then he would call up and tell us that somebody died.
Yeah, and then we'd feel horrible
of
and,
course.
You know, all that bad stuff.
Right, so Dennis will be rescheduled. I'd like to start today's show, though, on a very positive note. I would like to say hello and thank you to the lawyers at CBS Incorporated.
CBS.
The lawyers who, as you know, live to just F with this show every day,
mm-hmm.
editing the content of the show, describing on a daily basis, depending on whatever way the wind is blowing, what we can and cannot say.
Right. Indeed.
Here was the thought today from the CBS lawyers.
What did they share with you today?
Okay. Now, this will make you laugh. That they've heard us mention Egars.com, the
yes.
people who sponsor our farts on this show.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody went to the website. Somebody from CBS Corporate went to the Egars.com website
mm-hmm.
and noticed that they've had like a million hits in the last month.
Yes.
So the lawyers called and said, listen. Now, this went through Broyhill, didn't go through me. The lawyer
okay.
called Broyhill and said, you better tell Don and Mike that there's a little thing called payola, that they've been talking about egars.com, and this website has received over 1 million hits. That is payola. Okay.
I thought that was a sponsor.
Of course they're a sponsor. That's the point. That's why I'm saluting the idiots in the CBS legal department today.
That's a paid schedule.
Yes, I know it is. You
every
know
time
it is.
We mention their names when somebody farts,
they pay for it.
Right.
I know. You know.
Wow.
Everybody listening to the show knows.
What the hell are they even looking at that for? That's
because
not
because that's,
oh my
that's
God.
our life at CBS.
God.
Jeez. Like they don't have more crap to worry about.
Why us? What the hell are we under the microscope for?
I don't know.
Is this the same guy?
No, this is a different guy.
Jesus Christ.
It's not that guy.
I don't use that. You know, I never used to use that word on this show.
They make you do it.
See
they
what
do.
You made him do?
Unbelievable. See what you made him do?
I mean, of all the ridiculous
stupid.
Things to occupy time about, like we do that for free.
Right.
Like we do that just to, hey, we think it's cool.
Yeah. Oh, you tell him to watch God. It. That's payola.
Unbelievable.
And then I did get drawn into another very long and drawn-out conversation about Superman and Lois Lane, which, for whatever
your
reason,
favorite thing.
That is the most burning issue now within the hallowed halls of BlackRock at CBS. The
amazing.
Fact that we are discussing on this show the fact that Superman could not have sex with Lois Lane, and this has been the subject of incredible back and forth between us and the lawyers and the people of the standards and practices.
They love to get their hands on it.
And you know, my response, and I was asked about this, and my response was, Superman is a made-up guy.
Right.
Lois Lane is a made-up girl.
Surely.
And they said, well, it doesn't matter. You're talking about explicit sex
mm-hmm.
between two people. So, yes, we're talking about sex with a superhuman man with superhuman sperm and everything else. And as I started to go through it, they
fantasy.
They started to go through it.
Fantasy comedy.
They were saying that's exactly what you can't do.
Mm. Wow.
So that's what they're worried about at CBS. They're worried about eGARS.com.
It just disturbs me.
And they're also worried about our continuing horrendous discussion about Superman banging Lois Lane.
It disturbs me. It just disturbs me.
Yes, it does.
You know, for a long time, this wasn't going on. Now, when they're starting to do stuff like this,
Here's the reason. Here's the reason. Well, now that we're on in New York, people are paying more attention to the show. What do you mean?
We're in the nation's capital.
Right. You know, with the FCC right down the goddamn diddly highway.
Right.
I mean, you can't be any more in front of the FCC than we've already been for 15 years.
Unbelievable.
I know. I know it's unbelievable.
It's very sad.
So I said again, you know, thank God we're going on vacation soon. Otherwise, we might have to quit over this crap. But when we get back from vacation, and I was serious about this, really, I want him to write down.
I agree.
Exactly what Canby said.
You have every right to demand that, and I'll tell you right now, you have every right to have that. They're obligated to provide you with it because, I mean, you're fine. You know, I don't think during all of this crap, there's ever been an instance where they've come to you and they have said something, hey, you can't do this. You've never argued that. What you have always argued is, just let me know what's what and how it works.
Like I was saying a-hole for a while on the air because they said, you know, go ahead. Then they said, you can't say a-hole. So I said, okay, fine.
You're somebody, they tell you you can use a phrase, you use a phrase.
Right. You know, the word jizz is okay.
That's right. And as soon as they told you it was okay,
we started using it.
Liberally.
Right.
Right.
Sure, jizz, jizz, jizz.
It's an adult program for adults. Right. You know, we always tell kids, you know, don't call until you're 18 years old. We tell parents to monitor the volume control. There's the policy, okay? There's the policy of this show. That's the way it works.
But their problem is not that we're talking about jizz.
No.
If you knew how many man hours and how many conversations we've had to have with the people about the ridiculous discussion.
About something that, in reality, does not exist.
Yes.
At all.
Right.
Comic book character.
Right. Right. Exactly.
Superman having sex. That's what's disturbing them now.
So make an argument for that.
You
can make an argument. You know something? You really could. You really, really, you know, we've been around the legal system enough to know you could actually probably get a good lawyer, could make a real argument for that.
That lawyer doesn't work for CBS, Mike.
That's for sure. Well, get F. Lee Bailey.
Right, and that's what I say, F. Lee Bailey.
I'd like to have F. Lee Bailey in our camp. I really would. He's an unscrupulous, dishonest lawyer who everybody could enjoy, you know. And I was just saying that jokingly in case he wants to sue me because he's very litigious. But I'll tell you right now, F. Lee Bailey. You always hear about him, you know, saying crazy things.
Yeah.
I'd really like to have F. I'd like to have F in our corner.
Or maybe we should get that guy with the Davy Crockett suit.
Spence.
Yes, he was on TV constantly during the OJ trial. That guy with the long white hair who wore like,
I believe
the,
Jerry
fringe.
Spence has been a guest on this show twice.
We've had him on?
I know we've had him on once, and I think maybe twice.
All right, well, let's pull his phone number out.
He was cool. He was a good interview, too.
Let's ask him how he feels about the topic of Superman banging Lois Lane.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, hello, welcome, everybody. You know, it'd be a lot easier to do the show if they just wouldn't talk to us.
Absolutely.
It'd be a lot easier to do the show if they just, if we were just able to come in and speak to nobody in management. Mm-hmm. We could just come into the cubicle, do the show, and go home.
Absolutely.
And then tell us about it later.
Please.
You know, don't tell me about right before we go on the air.
Please.
The lawyers are calling again. Don't get a migraine, Mike.
I won't.
Don't get a migraine.
It's the season, Don. It's the season.
That's what we have to do now is psych ourselves up for the conversation with Leah Remini,
yes,
which is going to be happening any moment. It may be happening, as a matter of fact,
right now.
Right now.
Phone's ringing.
Do you have her pull out her tapes, Robbie? Yes. I'm going to work her right. I'm going to finesse her right.
I have total faith in you.
Hello?
Hello?
Hold on. Let me play you in, darling.
All right, hon.
Okay.
All right.
Here she is via car phone.
Our next guest is one of the stars of the popular television program, The King of Queens, Monday nights at 8 right here on CBS. Here's the lovely Leah Remini.
There she is. Lovely Leah Remini, TV's Leah Remini.
Mm-hmm.
How was your birthday?
It was great.
How was your Hollywood birthday?
It wasn't Hollywood at all.
Was it filled with surprises and all the beautiful people and all that?
Well, my father surprised me and flew in from New York.
That's very cool.
So I wasn't there 30 seconds and my makeup was ruined.
Oh, so you're crying. Yes, that's right. That's good.
Okay.
Did Angelo get you anything besides the stick figures he drew on the piece of cardboard?
He did. He got me a leg press machine.
Big item. That's good. Good for him.
That's right. Good.
Big
That's
ticket item. That's good.
Remember I told you it was either the leg press or the Italian lesson?
Right.
That's what he did.
And you are on your way to San Diego now, right?
Yes, I am.
What are you going to be doing there?
I'm doing Say What Karaoke.
Are you going to be on MTV?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Are they going to tape that outside or something?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Are you going to wear? What are you going to wear?
I don't know. Some slutty thing.
Good slutty thing.
Good for you. I look forward to seeing that.
So you had a good birthday?
I had a great birthday, and then last night I went to Mark Anthony concert.
Do you like Mark Anthony?
I really do.
You're not just like humoring Angela going to that?
Oh, yeah, because Angela loves me like going to see somebody else.
Right, that's got to piss Angela off. I mean,
he wasn't too happy about it.
You're probably not allowed to mention the name Mark Anthony, Ricky Martin, Enrique Iglesias, any of those guys.
Enrique Iglesias.
You do like him? You like him?
I don't like him.
You do, why don't you like him?
I don't know how much of a singer he is, you know?
We like his dad.
I mean, Mark Anthony, you know what I mean?
Oh, somebody's calling you.
You have call waiting on your cell phone?
No, I'm not on my cell phone yet.
Oh, okay.
Please.
Gotcha.
You sound like you're in some kind of big room.
I'm in the bathroom.
Are you in the bathroom?
Uh-huh.
Are you doing anything in there?
I went pee-pee already.
Oh.
Okay.
And thank God it was during the intro, because you would have heard it.
No, that would have been a first to hear you take a leak.
Oh, boy, that would have been special.
I'm sure it's just like spring water, though.
No.
Listen,
it's Evian.
Listen, do you have a moment to talk with us about something?
Please.
Okay. We have, first off, let me say, you know that we love you. We really.
It's going to be bad.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. It's just
going to be bad. I'm nervous.
No, we really do love you, Leah.
No, we just.
I'm nervous.
We want to ask you about something, and we want to get your blessing.
We do love you.
Okay.
Okay.
But.
And we are loyal to you.
But.
However.
Yeah.
You know, there's a show that's coming on CBS that's going to be on 8:30 on Monday nights.
What is it?
A show called Yes, Dear.
Okay.
And as it turns out, the guy who's the co-creator of that show, he's the guy who really likes our radio show.
Right.
And, well, he heard how, you know, you become a part of the show, and to a lesser extent, Kevin's become part of our show.
Right.
And he would like us to become friends with Mike O'Malley and the people on this other show, and as a way of holding a carrot in front of our noses, he's actually already gone on record to say that, in fact, Mike and I will be on that show this fall.
With lines.
Speaking roles, you know, playing ourselves.
Yeah, nothing elaborate, of course, but just a little, like, a little nugget.
Who is this guy?
He's a major Hollywood player, Leah.
Why don't you get him on the phone?
Why?
Because I don't. First of all, he's new to CBS.
Yes, he is.
Am I right?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Now, how the hell is he going to call my people, my boys, okay, and then try to get you to like, you know, you guys to like him more and his show?
No. That's what we're saying. You still saying? Yeah, I understand.
And then try to bribe you with a part on the show.
We're not below that.
You see what I'm saying? We are their leaders.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
Beach, not trying to compete with us, because the more he does that, the more he's going to lose.
Yeah, but do you find it a competition?
Why? We're on the same show. See, the network.
No, but I mean, as far as...
But he's acting like he is on a different network. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't follow
I think
that.
His feeling was that he was aware of the...
He is aware, and he wants free press, and he wants you to talk to his people.
Yes.
And he wants ratings, and he's doing a whole number.
Yes.
And, what's his name?
The co-producer?
Yeah.
His first name is Greg.
Co-producer.
He's the co-creator.
Co-creator.
Well, is he a co-executive producer?
Yes.
You know that for sure.
Uh-huh.
Is that what he is, Charlie?
Yeah, hold on. Here's Charlie Broyles right now.
He's the co-executive producer?
Yeah, he's the co-creator, co-EP, and co-writer, everything.
Well, I don't like his attitude.
Well, listen, we just wanted to ask your blessing.
Wait. If we had an opportunity to do this, would you be cool with that?
No.
Why?
Because you guys belong to me.
What? No, listen.
Oh, no.
You are my friend.
And we will continue to be your friend. We are.
I don't like the way he went about it.
Well, do you think he should talk to you?
I think he should talk to me. I don't think it's right that he would try to whore himself and his show.
But
against, you know what I'm saying?
We don't mind being whored, though. And listen, you know, it's a great deal for us. I mean, if we get to actually go out there and be on a couple of episodes and really be ourselves,
yeah,
you know, play ourselves, or these guys will call our radio show and whatever, you know, thing they come up with.
Have you seen a script?
No, you know,
we don't have to see a script.
have you seen the script, Charlie?
No, but I've seen the pilot episode.
And so what does that mean, Charlie?
It means that I haven't seen a script, but I've seen the pilot episode.
No, but what I'm talking about the script for Don and Mike.
Oh, no, I have not seen that script.
Right.
Yet.
Okay. Because they want you. You know what you say to them, Charlie, Don and Mike, Rob?
Yeah. Yes, we're all here. Yes, we're listening.
You say, you know what? When we see your show, when you fly us out, because we have nothing to talk about right now.
Listen to her.
We haven't seen your show yet. When you fly us out, we do something, we'll talk about it on the radio. Until then, you know. Because
the thing is, this is not a guy, Leah, who just is called out of the blue. This is a guy who we knew like 10 years ago when he was an intern on our show.
And where has he been for 10 years?
Writing on other shows?
What was his big claim?
He was a writer on the Urkel show.
Well, there you go.
Listen, I'm not here to talk about quality. We all know that the Urkel show is total crap.
You know how important it is for us to be out there where the hot lights and the cameras are. You know how you know any chance we can get. I mean, we're the ones that just that like to be window dressing for any show that we can get on. You know that, right?
No, I understand that, and you should, because you guys are funny, and you should have more airtime. I understand that we didn't do you right. I understand that.
Yeah, but you had nothing to do with that.
Right, which is why we wanted to...
But even so...
Everything that you had to do with was good for us. Everything that you got involved with, it turned out to be good. I don't think we would have been out there if it hadn't been for you.
That's why we wanted to, you know, make sure that we could stay friends with you, and, you know, that we would have your blessing.
Well, no.
We don't have your blessing?
No.
Oh dear! Oh no!
Well, now why won't you offer your blessing?
We need your blessing to do this.
Well, I want to know what they're going to do for you.
I understand. So you're concerned that we're not going to get what they're offering.
Exactly.
So and you don't want them to come on this show and get all the exposure on this show without having something etched in stone.
They will not come on the show until we fly out there.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Is that the way it's going to work?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And Charlie's already discussed dates with them, like in September.
Okay.
When we're going to be filming whatever it is that...
All right, good.
You know, that
right.
I think
and
we're going to be doing.
You know, being that he's such a big, tough guy, and he's so willing to offer you so much, I really would like to see that it's something substantial, unlike what they did to you on my show.
Ah, that's good. Okay, so what do you think we should ask for?
Because, like, let's say they fly you out.
Well, listen,
let's... do the same crap they made you do on our show.
Let's talk about that for a second. Haven't they already discussed paying for our airfare out there?
Yeah, we talked about that last night.
Oh.
The guy from the news show. See, right there, that's something that... And again, we're not talking about you. We're talking about, you know, your show.
Right.
I mean, we had to pay on our own dime to come out there. This guy has already said that, you know, hey, you fly us out, no problem.
Actually, he said, it's not my money, I'll bring you out.
God.
Who said that, the guy?
Yeah.
Oh, he's such a big mouth, right? Yeah, okay. Let's see when you get the tickets. Let's see that you're not an extra, and then maybe I will approve of this.
Okay.
But I don't like the way he went about it, to tell you the truth.
Well, now, how can you fault him? Because he has heard the fact that we have you on all the time and that we've had Kevin on occasionally.
Okay.
We...
Now, has he had you stay at his house?
No.
Yes, I have.
No, hold on, Charlie.
Oh, hold on a second. Charlie Broyhill speaks up.
Charlie has stayed at his house.
What?
Yes, I have.
Well, you have, Charlie.
Yes.
Okay.
But, I mean, would you have any interest in staying at this guy's house?
No, I'm not a homo.
Here's the other point I want to make. They need you right now.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Get Blue out of this room.
And you know what? So does she.
On a piece of wood.
What? What are you talking about? Call waiting is interfering here. You're getting a phone call.
I have my kitchen being demolished and my dog is running around with all.
Your kitchen at your house? Your kitchen is beautiful. You're having it remodeled?
Yes.
Wow.
You're going to love it. And Don, your room is going to be redone too.
Well, I appreciate that, Leah.
Your room.
You're very sweet.
So let me get this straight. That your interest in giving your blessing to this is only if we get the good deal.
Exactly.
It has nothing to do with, you know, I don't want you
to
do it.
And don't say, Charlie, you know, I stayed at this house because we've already been on the air 2 years already. You see what I'm saying? They're only, a new show.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and Leah, listen, that's the point I'm trying to make, that this has nothing to do with our friendship, and in particular, like, staying at your house. My friendship with you, but as a businessman, someone on the lowest rung of the show business ladder.
That's true.
You know, looking up at goddamn circus clowns, I've got to say, here's a guy who I do know. A guy who used to be an intern on our show. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, he's got a show on CBS. And
but if he just called and said, hey, guys, you know, I have this new show, blah, blah. But to bring me up, you know, like, oh, we want to be your show. You know, you talk to the people from the King of Queens.
Well, that's what he said.
That made it a little ugly.
Yeah. Well, there's nothing we can do about that.
You should have just gone in there on his own merits. Like,
well, you
hey,
know,
guys.
Okay, you know what I'd say, Leah? You know what I'd say? And I'm not speaking to Leah Remini now. I'm speaking to King of Queens.
Okay.
Okay, let me make the difference there. What I would say to King of Queens is, here's a guy who realizes what we can offer mm-hmm. to a network TV show. Here's a guy who has heard all of the good things that we have been able to offer to King of Queens, who wants a piece of that pie. And in return, and I'm not speaking to you about friendship, this is about business, in return for that, is willing to offer something that is greater than your show had offered. And I'm not speaking to you, I'm speaking about your show.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh, there's a pause there. Oh, no.
Well, this is... That's,
I mean, I'm waiting for a wow.
It's...
Wow!
It's business.
Wow!
It's not personal.
You are actually comparing the two?
Comparing the two what? The two shows?
No, what they'll give you, what I'll give you.
No. Not you, Leah. Not you. King
but
of
you
Queens.
You can't separate that.
King of Queens? No, yes, I can.
Oh, absolutely.
Because you know how I separate it? Just like when we went out there last time and you said, hey, guys, if it was my show, you wouldn't have been treated like that.
Oh, you know, and it's true that we separate because we separate you from, you know, from all those people out there on King of Queens, like the guy, and a lot of people, and don't get us wrong, a lot of people treated us very nicely, but you know, when we were a little freaked out about the way we were treated out there, that we knew you had nothing to do with it. You were doing your thing, and because you got involved with whatever you've gotten involved in with us, it's all been good. But, you know, like that TV director and, you know, that one guy.
No, I know.
That's what sucked. That's what sucked. And, you know, and really, and to a lesser extent, you know, the producers of that show, you know, we were hoping for a lot more, but you have never...
Yeah, they
do. I always separate the two. I don't even associate you with the producers of that show, you know?
Excuse me.
I don't associate you with that.
I understand what you're saying, but I don't like the way this guy's going about it.
Well, it seems to me that he's...
Our show could have been nicer to you, but you know what? We're not going to get into a little game with this little guy about what we're going to give now so that they can talk to you.
No, and that's... And you know what? That's not why we called you.
No, we know because we know that pretty much as far as our...
We pretty much shot our wad with King of Queens.
Our shelf life, you know, I don't think that we, you know, we could ever expect to, you know, go back out there and do that again, especially after last time. They probably never want to see us again out there.
But that's not true.
So we just wanted your blessing.
But that's not the point. The point is, I don't like the way he went about it. He's trying to...
Well, no, he's...
Some kind of competition with our show, and that's the wrong thing to do.
No, it's... But as you said before, it's not competition because he's on the same network, he's
but
on the same
the
night.
You should think about it. He should have just said, look, Don and Mike, I know you guys, blah, blah, blah. He should have not even brought up our show. He should have just been like, oh, I love...
Charlie,
you.
How did he... When he talked about King of Queens, how did he bring it up? Just so we're clear with that, how did he bring it up?
He called me and said, hey, can you do for my show what you did for King of Queens?
That's what he said. Is that bad?
I don't know yet.
You don't know yet?
I don't know how I feel about him. We're going to have to talk to him on the phone.
Well, we just like your blessing.
No, I can't give it yet.
You can't give it until...
I need to talk to him and say, what are you prepared to give my friends Don and Mike?
But Leah, we're happy.
That wouldn't be a bad thing.
No, I want to see how perfect he is, how great he is, and I'm going to say when, where...
Well, hold on, though.
Your producer friend would take a phone call from Ms. Remini, wouldn't he?
Of course.
But
what is the upside for us on that?
From
King of Queens, what is the upside? If we've already got a guy who we know, who we've met face-to-face, who we knew... When he was a nobody, when he was our intern,
yeah,
who we know whose word is good,
mm-hmm.
you know, what purpose does it serve for you to call and bust his balls, you know, to say, what are these guys going to get when... we're not talking about a guy we've never met before. That's a guy we know.
So then you call him. I'd like to hear the conversation.
So would you... When we get to the point where we talk to this guy, and I would assume there might be a conversation.
Well, maybe today. Maybe we can get him on the phone today.
Yeah,
and we
could, on my cell phone.
We could talk to you, you know, the guy with you on the line, too.
Absolutely.
But see,
we're all part of the CBS family.
But the thing is, see, what you have to...
I feel like a CBS family member.
Yeah, but you have to... See, this is the whole thing, though.
Do you legitimately think she's gonna like to, torpedo any chance we have of going on this show?
I don't know, because the thing is,
I want some airtime too. Remember me down at Muggles to answer phone.
What's wrong with that guy hearing a good thing and saying I want that for my show too? What's wrong with that?
I don't know yet. It just rubs me the wrong way.
For some reason, I like that it rubs her the wrong... That makes me feel good. I've got to be totally honest. It makes me feel good that it rubs her the wrong way.
She's a good, loyal friend to our show.
She's a good friend, and I can understand. I completely understand why she feels that way.
However, we must do what we must do.
That's true. I know, but when I went on Craig Kilborn, I talked about you.
I know you did.
I talked about David Letterman when I was crapping.
I know you did.
Again,
this is not about you. This is about... your show.
Okay,
and we would,
how about this?
We would still continue.
I am prepared to give you a celebrity person.
A celebrity person?
What do you mean?
Another celebrity person to add to your stuff.
You mean a person that could be a potential celebrity friend?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Okay. So now...
That wouldn't... You're not offering this in place of us going on that show, are you?
No, I'm offering it in addition. So ask your little friend... what kind of people he has to bring to your show and to your listeners.
Is there any...
Because it's not such a big deal for your listeners to hear about a new show because nobody knows who they are yet.
But it is a big deal for our listeners.
Baby...
Remember, hold on, honey. When we talked about... When we first...
are interested in hearing about the show.
Well, what about when King of Queens first went on the air? The same argument could be made for your show that two years ago...
Some people knew me from Saved by the Bell.
And I'm sure some people know Mike O'Malley from the Mike O'Malley Show or from his ESPN commercials.
From NBC?
Yes.
That was on 2 Seconds?
Who is the celebrity that you were...
I mean, I was in the same boat. Believe me. I was on NBC. Nobody knew from me.
I was curious if we can digress here. Who is the celebrity you were thinking of offering up as the sacrificial offering?
Well, she's a singer.
She's a singer?
She's a singer.
Huh? Really? I'm excited now. Is this the celebrity that we may not have known that you were friends with?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is this a celebrity that you may not have ever revealed to us you were tight with?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Really?
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Really? A singer?
Would you toss out her initials?
T.D.
T.D. That better not be Taylor Dane.
Mm-hmm.
Are you kidding? It's Taylor Dane?
Yeah.
Taylor Dane?
Mm-hmm.
Taylor Dane.
How could you not love Taylor Dane?
We have a history with Taylor Dane.
She brought her dog on her. She came on our show with her dog in her pocket.
Okay. I have other people.
She's starting small. She's definitely...
Taylor, honey, listen, we're more famous than Taylor Dane is.
Don't say that.
We're just kidding.
No, listen.
Don't say that because she's a good person and she's talented.
She is, but we are more famous than Taylor Dane.
Are you buddies with Taylor Dane?
Yes.
Well, listen.
Never forget her when she was going on. She said, "Let's go slaughter the pig."
Here is a tape of her on our show.
Hi, I'm Taylor Dane, and I never listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
There she is.
That's my little baby girl.
Really? Oh my, you two.
And listen,
you two together. My God.
You know, I'm sure she's a wonderful person, and maybe she's in that Scientology thing with you. Maybe that's why you're tight with her. But
no, she's not.
The last time she had a hit record, honey, was like 10 years ago.
That's not the point.
Well, no.
Don't be so judgmental towards her.
How can I not be judgmental? She hasn't had a hit record in 10 years.
So the hell what?
Get us Jennifer Lopez.
Who are you?
Jennifer Lopez?
Ugh.
Ugh.
Yo, what's wrong with Jennifer Lopez?
What do you want me to do? For what? What's charming there?
What?
What's charming there?
What's charming about Jennifer Lopez?
Yes.
Everything.
Besides her ass.
Everything about Jennifer Lopez is charming.
Her wardrobe.
Jackie, I love you. I gotta go. The car's outside waiting.
All right. If you're gonna have your cell phone on, we'll call you when we get this producer
right,
of this
me
other
like
show.
10 minutes.
Okay.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Taylor Dane, I would say that's a friggin' insult.
Why am I absolutely delighted with that reaction?
Yeah.
I truly am.
Right.
She's so real.
She is so real. It's all good. When she said TD.
Yeah.
I said as a joke, Taylor Dane.
Taylor Dane, but can't you put those two together?
Yeah, but please.
I mean, Taylor Dane, though. I mean,
Taylor Dane. Hey, Charlie, why don't you please see if you can get the other guy on the phone?
That's where I was going.
For the next break.
Very good.
Okay. And tell him everything that's been going on.
Good. So it's all good for us.
Good. Sure. Let them fight over us. You see, but the thing is, what I didn't want to say to Leah's face is that I appreciate the fact that she's fighting for us,
mm-hmm.
but she has no power on that show.
No, you know, no, she knows that.
Kevin's the producer of that show.
And I think we said in a very nice way, in a roundabout way, I think we made that very clear, that we've, you know, used up our welcome at King of Queens, so we're not going to get a speaking part in King of Queens. King of Queens is an established hit show. They don't need to have us have speaking parts. And the opportunity we have on a new show that's just had a pilot is the kind of opportunity that we have to run with.
Yeah.
We have to milk it for all it's worth.
Taylor Dane.
Taylor Dane.
Taylor freaking Dane.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ. Taylor Dane. How about Susie Q? How about Tiffany?
Nina.
Yeah. 99 looped balloons. Jesus Christ.
Maybe she could get us Katrina of Katrina and the Waves.
Taylor Dane.
Amazing.
Wow. Yeah, okay, we'll cancel that other deal. If you can get us a phoner with Taylor Dane, honey. Absolutely.
Do you remember when we were in Taylor Dane's trailer?
No, we had lots of good times with Taylor Dane.
Yeah,
with Taylor Dane.
Absolutely,
yeah. Yeah, with Taylor Dane.
Taylor Dane. Oh, my God, that would send her through the roof. Taylor Dane.
Taylor Dane. Oh, God. All right, well, listen, this drama will continue in a moment, okay?
Good. I like it.
Yeah. Well, we got to do what we got to do. You know, and I really mean that. We'll stay friends with Leah.
Oh, absolutely.
And we would still love to talk to her and stuff. And she was absolutely right that she's been wonderful calling us from backstage on Letterman when she had the squirts and saying our names on Craig Kilborn and, you know, letting me stay at her house. Oh, that is wonderful.
You know, the good thing about Leah Remini, I really do believe, of everybody on that show, and I do include Kevin James on this, I really think that Leah Remini is the one who, you know, very possibly will exceed the shelf life of whatever sitcom she's on. I think she's shown she can do that already. So she's a good friend to have, and I dig her reaction. Wouldn't it be great what if she had said, go ahead, no problem,
sure, yeah, no way.
I would have felt like crap, but she said,
no way she'd do that. like you know, it's like breaking up with a girl.
Yeah,
it's like breaking up mm-hmm. with a girl to say I want to go out with your best friend.
Makes me feel very important.
Yes.
Makes me feel very good.
But see, we're only important in the mini world of Leah Remini.
Mm-hmm.
Or we could be important in the bigger world.
Oh, yes.
Of whatever this stupid Mike O'Malley show is. I got to stop calling it stupid.
Don't call it stupid, yes, and don't call Mike O'Malley not talented.
Okay, I'll work on both of those things.
Very good. I don't even know this much.
He's an incredible talent. Well, you know
the commercials.
Yeah, where he would like leave messages on Peter Gammon's voicemail
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that. The guy who had his room full of bobblehead dolls.
See, I think he's funny.
I'll go with you there.
I mean, those commercials were very, very funny.
Now, before we take this call, I want to say that I believe that from what it says on the screen, this very well could be the woman who likes to argue on the phone.
Okay, very good.
The woman from yesterday's show. Hello?
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 This is Cindy from Ocean City. I called yesterday, and I asked, why would your friend Leah care if it's after her show?
So I guess this is not the arguing lady, is it?
No, I'm precious.
Okay, all right.
I just want to say there's still potential this could be the arguing lady.
Yeah, I could argue if you'd like.
No, are you the lady that, like, called us about the Elian Gonzalez thing?
Nah.
You're not?
Okay. Nope.
Okay, because, see, she also used the moniker Cindy from Ocean City.
Nah,
okay.
This is really Cindy from Ocean City.
Okay, Cindy.
You were asking why should Leah care?
Yeah, yesterday, remember, I called and said, why would she care if it's after her show?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't understand. Maybe you got a new agent on your hands there.
You know what? You know, no, here's the deal. I think really, I mean, who knows whether, how sincere that reaction was even. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Who knows whether she was giving us what she thought that we might want.
There's every chance that she hung up the phone and said to her assistant,
they wanted.
You know, those slobs are going to be out of my life
right
now.
They're looking for trouble.
But I'll tell you, if it is legit, I think there's every possibility that she felt like the producer of this other show was saying, hey, listen, I can do better for you than they did on King of Queens.
But the truth of the matter is, and I don't want to have to say this to Leah's face,
right.
It does at least
treat you so well.
It does appear that he is willing to treat us better.
Well, yeah.
than the people of King of Queens did.
But it
can only increase your exposure, and you can help Rob's friend.
It's great.
What is there to lose? I say do it, and Leah, snap out of it. That's all.
All right. Thank you, honey.
Yeah. I think what it is, you know, I don't think he approached it just that way. What he offered, yes, is better than they offered on King of Queens, but I don't think he came to us saying, hey, they treated you like crap, and I can treat you well.
No.
Charlie didn't say that.
No, he did not. He just said, I heard what you've done with King of Queens.
But to Leah, if she, you know, once again, if that is a sincere reaction, what Leah's hearing is that, hey, this guy said, hey, we can do better, you know, and they're the young upstart, and I like that reaction.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, you know it's Kevin's fault.
Kevin James?
Yeah.
Why is it Kevin's fault?
Leah could not be more real, and she couldn't be more genuine about everything she says, and Kevin is the biggest phony ass in Hollywood, and you know it. And he promises you everything and delivers absolutely nothing.
Well, I happen to think he's a very nice man.
Let me finish.
Play along, sir.
I also might agree with everything you're saying. Okay?
Yeah.
I'm just covering my proverbial ass.
Of course you are.
Okay? Please.
Hello. I think Kevin's a very nice man.
Not in Mike's show.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm from New York. I was wondering if I can guess the secret sound.
We're right in the middle of a very heated debate right now. Can you call later, please?
Okay.
I normally give anybody from New York a free opportunity, but right now we're in the middle of this.
Leah Remini's from New York.
This Hollywood battle that we're in.
God, it's great. It's exhilarating. It's
exciting.
Just making me feel all tingly.
God, it's great to be wanted by somebody.
Yeah, I'm just pretending us. This is a very low-level battle.
Hey, and don't forget, listen, Christopher Titus loves us, too.
Yes, he does.
Christopher Titus is going to be a player in all of this also.
That's right, but he's on the F Network.
Who cares?
That's true.
Who cares?
Well, maybe we can use Titus in the big battle.
The F Network is certainly better than the U Network or the W Network.
But you know what's good about this Mike O'Malley show?
What?
What's wonderful about this Mike O'Malley show is that we haven't seen it yet.
We don't have to see it.
Worst thing that ever happened was we both looked at that Titus show.
Well, you know what? When we first met Leah, we hadn't seen King of Queens either.
Yeah. Right. King of Queens has good episodes.
Hello?
Hey, Donna, Mike.
Hi there. You're on the air.
Hey, Don, it's Tiny down in King's Dominion.
Oh, I forgot. We got a busload of people going down to King's Dominion today.
Hey, so much.
We're all about to go on the Outer Limits. You want to ride the roller coaster with us?
Yeah, sure.
We're in line.
Sure.
We're getting ready to get online now.
All right, good. Well, let's hear some of our listeners on a roller coaster. Today is Don and Mike Day at Paramount's King's Dominion.
Wow.
In Richmond, Virginia.
How's Homo...
Talk to Chrissy?
How's Homo Joe doing?
He ditched us.
He what?
He ditched us.
There's a bad connection on the cell phone.
You know what? You're going to have to call back. On a roller coaster... I'm sorry, but please call back. We'd love to hear you on the roller coaster.
What I thought I heard was that Homo Joe ditched them.
Yeah. Yeah. Check the men's rooms. every chance he's probably taking an opportunity to get down on his knees.
I didn't go anywhere.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hi, listen. I was listening to the conversation with Leah. My name's Lorianne, and I think one of y'all's greatest attributes is that you totally admit that you're hypocritical, but you haven't mentioned that yet.
How are we being hypocritical?
Because we're like Homo Joe, and if any of your characters go on other people's radio shows, she like write them hard.
Yeah, but technically Leah Remini goes on lots of other radio shows.
And she does, and she's been called on that before, and we have said we don't care. That she has to promote her show.
Leah, but I'm talking about like your stars. Your stars. Like Dennis Murphy,
Please. Don't muck up this conversation by bringing Dennis Murphy into it.
And it doesn't apply. The same thing doesn't apply. We're not featured characters on Leah Remini's show.
No. Right. No, she just calls our radio show sometimes and talks about having poops and having her period and having sex and being very open and honest.
And I should say Homo Joe, Tom Gavin, Dennis Murphy, they all have speaking parts.
John Kim, right.
Right.
They're all featured.
Absolutely.
For God's sakes, Tom Gavin had a whole goddamn episode on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Hey, Radio God.
Hi there.
You know, the only thing that bugs me about this, okay, is that it's not that Leah wants you because you're going to be on again. She doesn't want anybody else to have you.
Yeah, that doesn't bother me.
Nah, but, you know...
I believe you're right. I believe you're right.
You're absolutely right.
You gotta do what you guys gotta do, man. And I'd love to see you guys with, you know, big parts on this other show.
Yeah, well, we're gonna do it. I mean, we just have to try to massage Leah so she, you know...
Yeah.
Stays being our friend.
Yeah, massaging Leah wouldn't be bad.
No.
That's for sure.
Wouldn't mind it. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks.
Thank you.
This is good. I like this. It's all good.
Yes. Yes, it is. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, this is Sam Huff.
Oh, finally, an opinion that we can really respect on this topic.
This is great.
Hello, Sam.
How's everybody doing today?
Hey, we're doing great, Sammy.
Hey, listen, man, I'm sitting up here in the empty studios at WNEW with your buddy Pete. There's nobody here.
Oh, we will be there tomorrow, Sam.
We missed you today, Sam.
Oh, I tell you what, I'm sorry, but you know what? Tomorrow I'm going to be right back in good old Fairfax, Virginia.
Why is that?
Because, as always, I have come up on the short end of the stick.
Oh, all right. I see. He didn't really have a way out of that one.
Thank you, Sam. Prepared comedy from Sam Huff.
Gotcha. Hello, it's Don and Mike's show. Hello.
Hello, this is Hank from Bakersfield.
Yes, Hank. Hi there.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Listen, love your show. I want to ask you about Leah Remini.
Sure.
I remember when she first came on that Tony Danza show where he's the housekeeper.
Yeah.
You guys remember that?
Did she have a bit part on that show?
She was like the friend of, what's her name, that other nice-looking broad.
You mean the girl with coffee cake hair?
I'm sorry?
No, Alyssa Milano.
Oh, yeah, she was Alyssa Milano's friend. Okay, I thought you meant Judith Light, that cow.
No.
With the coffee cake hair. All right.
Not anymore.
Has Leah ever done any nudity or anything?
Done any nudity or anything? I don't think she has.
Any nudity?
Well, no, she told us that she's made a sex movie with her boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just a home video thing.
It was something that I hope that I could see.
Now, I think Leah's actually been on, the not exactly child star track, but she's been a young performer in Hollywood. I don't think she ever had to do any of that nasty stuff.
God knows if she had done it, it would have found its way to us by now. Yeah. Someone would have sent it to us.
Maybe you guys could persuade her to do such.
Right.
All right.
I'm sure that's what will mend this relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Leah.
Do a sex film. For us.
Hello, Don and Mike. Last call. Hello.
Hey, you know, is she Jewish? The way Leah gives you the guilt? My God, she should be Jewish.
I think she might be.
She may be.
Italian, I think.
Catholic. Or half Jewish. I'm not sure. You know, religion's. Well, no, she's a Scientologist.
You know, I'm really. When you're talking about guilt, I don't think the Jews have the corner on guilt. I think you find a tremendous amount of guilt in Irish Catholic families. I wouldn't know from experience, though. Because my own Irish Catholic family. And may I say this today?
Yes.
My own Irish Catholic family, I just can't say enough about. I cannot say how happy I am to be going up on vacation to the house that I share with my extended family, whom I love, all of them, dearly.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, what's up, guys?
I hope everybody can read between the lines there.
That's all I can do.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, guys?
My mother's still alive.
You guys are great, and Leah Remini is a big C.
Oh, no, listen, no, she's not. Goodbye.
No.
Stop it. Jesus Christ. I appreciate your passion, though. Thank you. Let's clear these lines and get a call 100.
All right.
And then see if we can get this other producer on the line and see if we get a real fight going between him and Leah.
Hey, it's not even the 4th of July yet, but some fireworks are going to happen.
Let's start with the secret sound. Call 100 right now. God, it's a good thing Dennis didn't show up today.
That's right.
Boy, we had to wait to have that conversation with Leah.
Absolutely.
Be the 100th caller now. We'll give you a shot at $500. Phone number, same as it ever was, 877-365-3637.
It's where opinion unlike cowboy hat. The Don and Mike Show.
Is that the producer guy, Robbie? Working on that now? Yeah. Okay, let's do our caller 100, and then we're going to... old-fashioned Hollywood showdown on the show.
Fantastic.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah.
They
got a winner for the 100 caller yet?
No, you know what? Darn the luck, you, my friend, are caller 99.
Oh, son of a bitch.
You missed it by that much. I'm sure you would have given us a great guest, though. It would have been a fantastic contestant.
No, that's not true, because I am caller 100.
No, you're not. You're the 99th caller.
Better luck next time, citizen.
All right, man.
Thank you.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Bye, dude.
Bye-bye.
Isn't there a victory celebration he can be going to?
I was pretty sure that there was going to be either a staple gun or a briefcase opening or closing or a credit card machine.
Absolutely.
At the end of that payoff.
Or a TV truck turned over.
Hey, hello, Don and Mike.
How you doing?
Hey,
call 100?
Closing or a credit card machine.
No, I'm sorry, you're not. Hey, sorry. I really don't think it's that much to ask that.
No.
If you're calling the show, especially to play the contest, and the phone is ringing,
right?
Don't have your radio blaring. Turn it down a little bit.
Absolutely.
I don't think we're asking too much here of our audience.
I don't think so.
No. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, the chance of caller 100?
Yes, I believe that you pass all the criteria.
Good deal.
What is your name, please?
My name is Brian.
Brian, hello. Where are you calling from?
I'm actually calling from Warrington, but I live in Manassas.
My friend, you are the 100th caller, and you have won the $50 gift certificate to the World of A&E catalog. Watch Biography, all premiere June on A&E. A new biography every night in June. 8 Eastern, 7 Central.
All right.
Are you standing?
Ready to go for the big money?
I'm going
to
try.
Here we go. $500 online. Secret sound number 4. Please remember, it is not a briefcase. It is not a staple gun. Mm-hmm. It is not a credit card machine.
Right.
It is not a light switch.
Mm-hmm.
Have I covered all of them?
I'll do my best.
Good luck. We wish you Godspeed. Please don't answer till Mike sings like
Louis Armstrong.
We wish you Godspeed.
Name this sound.
Here's the sound. And there you go again.
I'm sorry.
You creative bastard.
Only do it like early in the show, you know.
I know. You know me, the shake and bake.
Got it out of my system. I'm all set.
Yes. $400, $500. What is that sound?
Any chance it's a deck of cards shuffling?
Are you asking me?
No.
Oh, come on.
That's my best guess, guys.
Wait a minute. That was the fifth stupid guess that I just had forgotten there.
One, yeah.
You're serious?
Yeah.
Well, wait. Have you been listening?
Actually, I don't normally get you guys out here, but when I try, when I'm on my way home, I give you all a listen.
So, since you hadn't heard any previous guesses, you thought you'd just make one now.
I did my best.
Uh-huh.
But hold on, give me the sound again.
Must be
Robbie.
Something with the way it sounds on the phone. Really, I swear
hold
to
on.
God.
How can you possibly?
It must be coming through like an AM radio. It must be the way it sounds over the phone that you know.
No, it's obviously a mechanical sound of some type.
See, but I think if you don't hear it like with perfect fidelity,
that's true. A lot
of
times,
you might that metallic sound might actually just sound like a click.
It can be distorted by radios or also by stupidity.
Click, click, click.
All right, whatever. I should have added that to the list. No, it's not cards being shuffled.
You see, okay. We're saying that, sir, because that was guessed before, and we were
several times.
Well, good deal, guys. Thanks, anyways.
Okay.
He's happy.
Bye, bye. Thank you.
Bye, bye. Maybe we should just go on with the first guy.
That's true.
Couldn't have been any worse.
Very good.
All right, who is it, Robbie?
Famous Hollywood producer, Homo Joe.
Oh, it's Homo Joe?
Ah.
Oh, well, I thought we were going to get the guy from the new show. Homo Joe, what do you want?
Hello, hey, Don and Michael. I didn't like being trashed. The 12 of us been together all day. The rest of them went across the street to get drunk before they came into the park.
Yeah, well, that guy sounded like he was a bit of an idiot.
Yeah, so there's 12 of us. We've been hanging out and been having a great time down here with the Anal Express down to King's Dominion, and we're having a great time.
All right, Joe, we look forward to hearing your tape tomorrow. We must keep this line open for a major Hollywood producer calling us.
No problem.
All right, thank you, Joseph.
Right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so the guy that called and said Homo Joe ditched them was actually the guy that stayed across the street and got drunk. What's across the street?
From King's Dominion?
Well, like a hotel. There's a
Denny's
motel there,
or something like that? Yeah, well, you can drink at Denny's. Yeah.
Can you drink at Denny's?
I think you can. You can have beer at Denny's, I think.
Some of them. Not in Virginia, I don't think.
Not in Virginia? Maybe they brought their own. Okay, Robbie, pick it up again. See who it is this time.
Hello? Hold on a second.
Excellent. All right, it's Homo Joe with a very bad timing on his phone.
Greg Garcia.
All right, here is Greg.
Hello.
Greg, Don and Mike here. Everybody.
Hi, Greg.
Greg Garcia.
How are you?
Major television producer, former intern for this very radio show.
Greg, right, how far you have come.
I'm quite proud of myself.
And we are also, Greg. And we are humbled that you called Charles Broyhill and inquired as to if we would be your whores for your new television show.
Well, I know that you've made King of Queens a hit. and I wanted some of that juice.
How can you not love this guy?
There you go. Absolutely.
Now, would you mind, did Charlie tell you about Leah Remini?
I've heard a little bit about it.
All right, would you mind talking to her?
Not a problem.
Okay, hold on, please.
Very good.
Oh, excellent.
Great.
Hey, he's a player. He's a player. Hey, he's a producer. Producer talks to an actress any day of the week. That's the way it works.
Beautiful.
Out there in La La Land. Here we go, folks.
Buckle your seatbelts.
Whole thing could come crashing down right now. Because we really haven't prepped old Greg on Ms.
No.
Hey, Leah.
Yes?
Hi, it's Don and Mike again.
Back on
Hello.
The air. Hi, Leah.
And Leah.
Hi, darling.
We would like to introduce you to Greg Garcia, who is the co-creator and executive producer of the new, soon-to-be hit CBS comedy, Let's...
What is it called?
Yes, Dear.
Yes, Dear.
Yes, Dear. Greg, please say hi to the enormously talented star of King of Queens, Leah Remini.
It's an honor. Hello, Leah.
Hello, darling.
How are you?
A couple of questions for you.
Yes, ma'am.
Who is the cast?
The cast of our program is Anthony Clark. You may have seen him in Boston Common.
Mm-hmm.
Mike O'Malley. You may have seen him in the Mike O'Malley Show, if you breezed by the TV at a particular time.
All right.
Jean Louisa Kelly.
Who?
The lovely Jean Louisa Kelly, who was in a show called Cold Feet, Mr. Holland's Opus as well, the movie.
Uh-huh.
And the wonderful Liza Snyder, who was in Jesse. And that is all.
Okay.
And it was co-created with someone I believe you know by name of Alan Kirschenbaum created it with me.
Oh, is it Alan Kirschenbaum?
Exactly, who you've worked with.
Excellent.
Oh.
So now. I had to say hello.
Okay, this is nice. Don and Mike.
This is good. That name turned your whole tone changed, Leah. When
you
heard
drop
that.
A little name and you're good. All
ladies and gentlemen, you're privy to a real Hollywood conversation.
Is this the gentleman that called you and said I want the same?
This is Greg. Greg, just tell her what you said to Charlie.
I have heard all the stuff on how they've been doing stuff with your show, and I used to work for Don and Mike, get them coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Whatnot.
He was a good boy, Leah. Very good
And
boy.
I told Charlie that I would like to get them involved with our show as well, because now I was thinking they can pretty much own that 8 to 9 block of CBS.
Okay, that's not bad.
You know?
But did you try to entice them with a substantial part on your show?
I feel that perhaps we've just scratched the surface of what they can do on network television.
But do you feel that you were trying to entice them with a substantial part in your show so as to take away from
listen to her.
King of Queens?
I'm sure that they'd be more than happy to still do some King of Queens parts.
Some King of Queens stuff?
Yeah, we would.
Of course, yeah. We'll do anything.
Some
we're not looking
King
for an exclusive.
Of Queens stuff?
Yes, some. You know, Liam.
This is taking a turn.
What?
How is this taking
What's
a turn?
What's going on? Everything
I was starting to like you. I was starting to like you. Almost going to say, Don and Mike, please go enjoy, right? Because he sounds like a nice guy.
He's a very nice man.
But then he said, but they can still do some King of Queens stuff.
Which is what
like
we...
Like, now all of a sudden he's in charge, and now he's throwing me a bone?
Oh, no.
No.
I mean, if you would want them, or if you would want to... It's up to you. I'm just saying we wouldn't want
to... Well, they're my friends. I think they'll do King of Queens stuff and some of your show.
I would agree to that.
You would agree to that?
Yes.
What are you prepared to give my friends, Don and Mike, on your show?
Now you're acting as an agent.
I'm just asking.
And let me just say, an agent who I'm not totally convinced has our best interest at heart. Okay. It's not like having Donald Ephraim argue for us here, okay?
Wait a minute, Don.
Yes,
what is with this attitude that you're giving me now?
Not an attitude, Leah.
No, there's no... Leah, there's no attitude here. None. We love you.
I said from Don. I said
there is no
attitude.
There's no attitude.
Disrespect me, Don, when I'm talking to your friend and trying to get you a deal and try to find out what he's going to give you, and then you turn around and go, I'm not convinced he's got to...
Okay, you know what?
That?
Hold on. You know what disrespect is? What disrespect is? When I've already told you what this guy told us, and then you still say, well, you have to
and
talk
then
to
then
him. Like I'm some schmuck who just rolled off the truck.
Is he going to give you an extra part, like where your extras...
That's
gonna
a good
give
question.
You a substantial, you know, part in the show.
I think that's a wonderful idea to get to ask that question. Greg, go ahead, answer that question.
Well, of course, at this time, I can't commit to anything. But I would see a, if nothing less than a very featured extra. And possibly a line if we could work it out.
This is the same crap that Kevin gave you. See what I'm saying?
You're right, Leah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, we do.
You people are all the same.
We do.
I'd like to hear, I am sorry, Miss Remini, from
I'm not going to apologize yet.
Why?
Because I know that this guy has had some conversations with Charlie where he even talked about where he put us in the show in the first 3 minutes.
You got to ask Alan Kirshenbaum. He's got to get
us on board. We were talking about this morning about where exactly we can do this.
So
I've had the wind. Excuse me, all.
And then a possible line.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've had the wind taken out of my sails. I truly have. I've had the wind taken out of my sails momentarily.
Well, I would like to just throw out to both of you that there is a third wild card in all of this, and his name is Christopher Titus.
Yes,
and he has a show on the F Network.
They shoot it on this lot.
And Christopher Titus, frankly, his wife, he has solo rent. His wife works as his agent.
Mm-hmm.
She has already committed a speaking role to us if we will toss our allegiance to the show Titus.
That's true.
Which is also on Monday nights.
Well, I tell you, I find this to be completely disgusting, Don and Mike. And, you know, if you want to talk to other shows, talk to other shows. You want to talk, now you're going to Titus. You see, I'm on board with this another CBS show.
Yeah, I'm upset
but
that
now
you're
going to
the
Titus
CBS family.
Oh, now they're both down. The Hollywood establishment is teaming up against the disc jockeys.
I'd like to point out that Don and Mike and I have been, we have been members of this family longer than either you, Leah, or certainly you, Greg.
This is true.
We've been in this family for a long time.
No. And it's not right for people to be calling you, we want. Now, I'm on board with your new friend here. Because he's on a CBS show.
Okay, that's good.
Also, I want to make it clear that he, you know, he's giving you what we gave you.
So far, yes, it sounds like that.
Well, now let me ask you.
Did you guys speak on King of Queens?
No.
No, we got screwed.
No, we sat in the background.
But that wasn't my fault.
But that was not Leah's. Leah had nothing to do. Leah is a dear, beloved friend of ours. Absolutely, always will be.
That's what I've heard.
No matter what. But we did kind of get the, you know, the runaround with the King of Queens. We wanted a little speaking thing when the second time we went out there. It didn't work out.
Right.
Well, you don't want to.
Now that we're going into the third season, I can tell you that I can get you a line. I will commit to that.
Now, wait a minute. Is that... Hold on, but Leah, how can you commit to that?
I just will.
Let me tell you something. This woman, she has proven time and time again that her word is granite.
She has never,
ever committed. Don, she proved that.
I know.
With the stay overnight.
Listen,
I know
that she is an honest, reputable woman. I know it.
That is true.
Very significant.
I know
but
that.
But I'll tell you, now this Titus thing.
Honey, I want to tell you about it. It's Christopher Titus, okay? Here's what we've said about Christopher Titus all along.
Yes, Titus.
His show blows.
I don't give a crap. And I don't give a crap what his name is. You're not talking to him.
You look like trouble.
Now, Leah, hold on.
Stay with the CBS crew.
Hold on, Leah. Just as you have gone on other radio shows to promote King of Queens, you cannot stop us from allowing other people to come on this show to promote their television
shows. If he wants to come on the show...
Sweetheart, if it's a show that's opposite your two friends that you have on the phone right now...
Is it on the same night?
Well, it's on Monday night at 8:30.
Yeah, but that would be against me.
But it wasn't last year. Last year it was on...
Actually, I don't think it is on Monday.
I'd like to get back to something
very
important.
It is, baby. It's on Monday at 8:30, I think.
And I believe I heard Leah say that she could guarantee us a line. You're confident you can do that, Leah?
I think what you should do is we should get together, me and your friend.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you guys shoot your show, by the way?
We're at CBS Radford.
Oh, you bastard.
Why did you say that?
I'm so jealous.
Oh, really?
I'm so jealous.
Where are you guys?
At Sony. And ask me where I live.
That would be better for me.
In the valley. Okay, so I think we should get together and...
That's a real Hollywood problem to have, huh?
And see... If you give them a line, I give them a line. They come out the same week. They do our shows on the same. You know what I mean?
Perfect. That
would be a CBS fest for them.
Let's try not to be too excited about.
Okay, let's try not to.
Let's try to be very cool.
We would do that.
Yeah, we could.
We would do that.
I think we could probably work that in to our schedule.
We could do that.
I say we talk about that. We try to make that happen.
Okay.
That's good. That's very good.
Good.
Thank you.
Well, this was very productive.
Thank you. Hold on, please, Greggy.
Greg, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Greg.
Yes, ma'am.
Don't try to take away from our show, sweetie. We have to give each other.
Are you kidding me? Why would I ever?
Don't. I know where you work now.
All right, hold on, Greggy.
Greg.
Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. Okay. Where is she?
There she is.
You
pit bull, you.
You are the best. You're the greatest.
You.
Don.
What?
I was trying to do something for you, and then you're like, I don't know if I'm interested. That's interesting.
What, Charlie?
I was thinking on CBS Crossover Monday that Don and Mike could be on that episode.
Crossover, like we're really on shows. That's funny. That is beyond funny.
All right, well, Leah. You're the greatest.
Yes,
well,
you are.
I love you guys.
You are the greatest, and you know that.
But
we
I'm not
going
to compete with another network show.
We know that.
If you told me, you know what, we're going to start talking to these people who are opposite you, that's not right. I'd say I got to let you go now.
What you
talk to them?
Whatever you say.
All right, babies.
I want to tell you something. Christopher Titus is dead to us.
Absolutely. He never existed. He was never born.
What is Titus? Is that really his name?
No, his name is Titus.
Do we joke? Oh, we joke. You know, you get
the
joke.
Oh, I got you.
There you go.
I got you. Mm-hmm. Got you. Because the word
Titus. Yeah, right.
Got it.
Yeah, that's it. It's a funny joke, huh?
Because they're boobies.
She got it. All right, honey. Well, thank you.
Love you guys.
Thank you. Love you.
Bye, Leah.
Right, bye-bye.
Bye,
guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
We'll see.
Pretty interesting.
Uh-huh.
Very interesting development. You know, who knows? We know enough never to believe anything until it's like in the hand.
Yeah, even with Leah, who I think has every good intention of in the world of helping us.
See, Leah, we have a great relationship with Leah Remini, but let's be honest, everybody else on that show, if they heard we were coming out again, say, oh, Jesus.
Not them again.
Please, no, God, no.
Anything but them.
But you know something, I stand by, we would be great UPS guys. You know, sitting right in that little locker room, which we know now, and just saying, hey, Kevin, heard you got drunk last night. That's all it would take.
Right.
Hey, Kevin, heard you got a wedgie.
Hey, Doug. Hey, Doug. It's us, your cousins, Don and Mike from the neighborhood.
Come over again for dinner, Doug. Today. We just come out as the total. We could be Daryl and Daryl of that show.
Yes, absolutely. We could be Daryl for any show.
And I know Greg was an intern here, and I know Charlie has a great relationship with him, but I will tell you, as soon as he got on the line, I felt he was
Hollywood.
Yes. Oh, yeah. But we'll see.
I said, what he said on the air was different than what I had been told via Charles Broyhill.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
You're not wanting to commit.
Right. Well, someone has to commit.
That's mm-hmm. for sure.
Otherwise, I don't care what I just said to them. It's Titus all the way.
There you go.
Titus has already said you want a speaking role. You got it.
That's how you play the game.
Oh. Thank God for Christopher Titus.
You power broker.
The ace in our sleeves.
Fascinating.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I can't believe you guys are still in your seats.
Why?
Why? You, 2 days ago, you were talking about you figured the best you could. Mike was sitting there saying, the best we could do is 2 out of 3. You got them to play against each other, and now you're right there.
I guess you're right.
I would say that went as well as it could have gone.
You know, and if there is a quirk of fate, if somehow the Titus show gets moved to a different night,
man.
We really could go 3 for 3.
We could go out there, you know, do our little, you know, mamby-pamby small.
The writing is on the wall for that one.
BS parts, and you know, conceivably do in like a period of 2 days, three different
episodes.
Oh, man.
Right. It happened, my friend.
That's right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Buddies.
Hey, buddy.
How are you?
Hi, we're great, thank you.
Why not try and make it like a true Don and Mike celebration and be Don and Mike calling from, you know, NEW up in New York, and maybe, you know, King of Queens could call in for some wacky contest, or you could get Leah trivia.
We've already tossed that idea out to Kevin James.
You know, the bottom line is the people that write the lines, they are the final judge of what we do. We're just trying to get them to agree to give us a speaking part of any kind.
Right.
And what that speaking part becomes is whatever they want it to be.
All right, we just don't want to be sitting in a restaurant anymore with one of us with our backs to the wall.
We're just not guys, you know. It's not like we're reading scripts, okay? Oh, this will not do.
No, pretty much we'll read whatever they write for us.
Right. You know, hello, we are the Village Homosexuals. We'll take it.
Hi, we love butt sex. How are you, Mike O'Malley? Do you like it in the butt like we do?
Hey, Doug, my butt is bleeding. Hi.
Hey, Doug. Oh, would I like to go down on Jerry Stiller?
Hey, Mike O'Malley, join me. I'm on the computer looking at scatlover.com.
Did someone say kitty porn?
That's right. No scruples. Any lines.
Mm-hmm. You bet.
Donna Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, I wish... Can you guys take a break so you guys can go clean the jizz off?
You think we got that excited?
Oh, man.
I thought we
handled that pretty well.
Very well.
Thank you.
What are you doing, the J.O. sound effect?
Yes, you are.
I thought we located.
We located pretty well.
Oh, Donna Mike Show. Everybody knows we're pathetic. Let us be excited about something for once, please.
Once again, though, I must say. I'm surprised at Ms. Remini. She stepped up to the plate.
She comes through. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, Donna Mike.
Hey, buddy.
I wanted to say first, I hope your father-in-law gets better soon.
Thank you. He's out of the hospital. He's back at home now.
Okay, and happy Father's Day, Mike.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you for thinking.
Don, another question. Do you really want to go on the King of Queens again? I mean, the way that Roger Daltrey guy, you know, he wouldn't even look at
Pete Townsend.
Pete Townsend.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I mean, look, you know, I think Leah's a great person, and it's really fun to hear when you talk to her, but, man, I wouldn't want to go on that
show.
Does
he direct every episode?
Yeah. But you know what? See, part of it would be, I know that we would be able to derive a bit of joy out of knowing if it happened that we were back on the show. He doesn't want us there.
If we had lines, it'd be totally different because you're not treated the same way. If we knew, and we wouldn't go back to King of Queens unless it was signed, sealed. We had a script in our hand.
Absolutely.
And we knew exactly, flying on the plane, memorizing like one line. And you know, seriously, if we had half a sentence of dialogue, it would take Don and I probably 2 or 3 weeks to learn it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
You mean to tell me that if Scorsese called you up tomorrow with the 3-picture deal, you'd call Leah Remini first?
No, Leah Remini would be out of my Palm Pilot if Martin Scorsese called.
Well, that's what I was thinking. So you ought to treat even this small-time stuff the same way.
No, I think that was a perfect play. I think that was a brilliant play.
No, it had the two of them going against each other, and it ended up with us, at least for now, being the winners.
With nothing. Still.
Well, what did we have going into this?
Hey, don't diss my co-creative director. All right?
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
That's L.A. speak.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey, if you guys remember, that was a great play between the two, by the way. But if you remember last time, it's kind of the same thing happened with Leah, and you guys got screwed out of it because she really didn't have any production say-so with Kevin and the other guy.
And Leah has never, ever said what she just said. She has never guaranteed us a line. She has never done that.
And, well, you know, frankly, we'll see if she can do it.
Absolutely. And we'll see.
I think she assumed last time that you'd be taken care of, and now that she sees that you haven't, I think she can see to it that you will be taken care of next time. I know she's not the power on the show, but she's also not without influence.
Right.
That's true.
Well, listen, she's the funny one on that show.
Right? She is.
Let's be honest. Jerry Stiller pees in his pants and Kevin lays on the couch. I mean, Leah's the funny one on that show.
She's the comedy cornerstone.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you. Goodbye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Can you tell we're both in love with her again?
Yes. Yes, we are.
Your love for her is growing by the nanosecond.
Sure is. I love her balls. I really do.
She's something else, man. She didn't hesitate, you know, with that guy. She doesn't really know who this guy is.
No. Hello.
Hello.
Don and Mike Show. Hi.
Good. You are like Richard Nixon, and Leah is your Henry Kissinger doing the triangular diplomacy.
Oh, with China, yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right.
Pitting one side against the other so you get more from each one.
Beautiful. Thank you, my friend.
Bye.
You know, let me just go arm massage her just a little bit, though.
It's good. And as I predicted yesterday, if you're wanted by one show, and I think this is the way Hollywood works, it makes you wanted by another show.
That's right.
And I think it played out today.
Which is why we just got to keep that tightest guy in our back pocket.
Right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Hello.
Hey, Leah.
Yeah?
I just wanted to tell you what I just said on the radio.
What?
I really love your balls.
Thank you, honey.
I mean that.
Thank you, baby.
You have bigger balls than any man in this room, myself included.
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah, big time. Big time. You're the greatest.
Why? Because I was going to negotiate?
Just the way you handled that whole thing. It just reminded us of how many times you've stepped up to the plate for us.
Thank you, guys.
Okay.
That's so nice of you to say.
You just, Don thought we should call.
And this is why I love you.
Yes, Don thought we should call and let you know.
Just to tell you, you know.
I think that's very sweet.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, sweetheart.
And once again, happy birthday.
Thank you, honey.
When can you get back to us to let us know when you're going to be able to get that line through?
Oh, God, no.
When I go back to work. I think the first week in August.
Beautiful.
Excellent.
Beautiful.
But I'm going to talk to Michael Whitehorn before that.
No, you're the greatest.
Thank you.
I'm
going
to go directly to the executive producer.
Beautiful. Thank you. Well,
all right.
Again, I wanted to say I love your balls, and you should hear that.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Thank you.
At least I'm appreciated.
You are.
You are always.
You.
Always have
Thank
been,
you.
Always will be.
Thank you.
Thank you, baby.
All right, bye.
All right, honey. Bye.
Right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I was hoping I could trick her into saying it. She loves my balls, too. It would have been great to hear. I love your balls, Leah, and I love your balls, too.
When do you think you'll have an answer for us?
She said first week in August.
First week in August.
5 weeks from now.
We have a guarantee we have a date.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Don and Mike.
Hello.
Congratulations. Hey, guys, perhaps you can parlay this into your 18 wheels of justice.
Okay, Touche. All right, that might be the funniest thing that's been said on this show today.
That's for sure.
All right, goodbye, everybody. We will be right back.
The lay of the land, my friend. The Don and Mike Show.
You know, we're not on in Los Angeles. I know we commiserate about that every day.
That's right.
But I got to tell you something. Somehow there is a pipeline from this show to Southern California.
There is indeed.
Because during the commercial break, Charlie Broyhill approached me in the hall and said, Christopher Titus's wife called, heard about the conversation, wanted us to know. Fox has moved the Christopher Titus show to Tuesday nights at 8:30.
That's a great show.
It's a fantastic show. So that there would be no conflict with either King of Queens or Yes Dear.
That's right.
So,
that's right. And they didn't move it for us. No. It sounded like that when you said that,
no.
So that there would be no conflict. They've chosen in Fox. My God, Don and Mike want to go on all the shows.
No, but it's funny how it worked out. It's
pretty amazing that it does get there. Somebody's listening out there.
Yes. Somebody told his wife, who's like his agent, his booker.
Right.
She called to say, listen, tell those guys that the show's been moved to Tuesday.
Absolutely.
So, you know, bring them on.
You ready?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
We will bend over and take it up the butt for any network TV show.
We are the TV whores.
But the F network is the lowest that we go.
Mm-hmm.
If you're the W network or the U network or the P network.
No way.
Of course, do you know what the P network is?
PAX TV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're the absolute worst.
Yeah.
Of course, they would have nothing to do with us. They run like old episodes of Diagnosis Murder.
You won't be seeing us on Lifetime or USA either.
Or Oxygen.
Oxygen, the ladies' network.
Cunny network. Hello.
Hello.
Hola. You're on the air. Hi.
Hey, buddies.
Hi, buddy.
Hey, don't be gay out of your life.
Pardon me?
Don't be gay out of your life.
Cell phone, we're unable to understand it.
I wish we could converse with you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike. Hey. I'm calling from New York. I just want to say that you guys are unbelievable. I listen to you all the time. And I hope you're on for a very long time in WNEW.
Thank you, my friends. Very nice of you to say thank you.
That's all I wanted to say. Bye.
We will be in New York tomorrow.
You know, I will tell you something about the New York callers that I've observed. The New York callers, very in many cases, are very self-disciplined. Do you notice that? Mm-hmm. Where it's like, that's all I want to say goodbye. They just knew what he wanted to say, had his thoughts ready, bingo, gone.
They've learned the lesson already.
Yes, mm-hmm. I believe so.
The lesson that it's taken some of our listeners over 15 years and they still don't know,
right?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, great news about Titus being moved.
Yeah.
But if you got to choose between the two shows, man, you got to go with Titus because that King of Queens show is so painfully unfunny. And Titus is hilarious, so.
You're a fan of Titus?
Yeah.
All right, my friend.
Well, everybody, you know, everybody has opinions about TV.
TV shows are like a-holes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody's got one.
Right.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, my friend. I mean, everybody's got a favorite one. Certainly not everybody's got one. We
just
don't have one.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, Don and
and Mike.
Yes.
Hey, have you guys seen Leah Remini on the old Cheers show? Did you know she was on there playing Carla's daughter?
On the what show?
Cheers, she played Carla's Cheers? Daughter.
Yeah, and she was also on the episode of Friends where the ostrich guy... His lesbian girlfriend had the baby. Leah was on that episode also.
She is a hard-working lady.
Uh-huh. Friends. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike. Did you see Laura Korn on TV today?
No, thank God, because my TV would have exploded. What was Laura Korn, noted sexpert, doing
well,
on TV?
Well, it's Croc Week.
She was... She was on National Enquirer TV talking about one of her books and how Heather Locklear used...
She was on Animal Planet, and she was being wrestled by Steve Irwin.
Thank God, no, we didn't catch it. Thank you, Amy.
Hey, mate, we're going across the low point of the river right after all the wallabies go across. We're going to have to be chased by the elusive Laura Korn. Beware, she'll drag you under, mate. Dig you right down and take your arm off with her sharp teeth.
You know, I wish that I had... I would like to punctuate this with the tapes of Laura Korn laughing, but unfortunately, you know, because they do everything around here bass-ackwards.
Right.
They're building new studios. They're finally going to do that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And even though we're not going to be here tomorrow, we're going to be up in New York,
right,
which means that they're going to have the studio ready to tear up.
Mm-hmm.
They can't wait to start. So already during our show today,
sure,
what they're doing is they're taking out all of our tapes. We
right.
have like 2,000 tapes that we have stacked up against the back wall.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we still have a show to do today.
No need to wait till perhaps this evening.
Right.
No need.
And that's a perfect example, because when Mike started doing his riff about Steve Irwin... I was ready for the Laura Korn tapes, and they're not here.
How could we do it this evening?
What do you mean?
How could we have done it this evening?
Well, I'm not saying you do it.
I have to do it.
You have to do it?
Yeah.
Well, now, why can't the engineering staff move the tapes?
Because I'd like them to still be in one piece when they're done.
So you don't trust the engineering staff? Is that what it is?
No, I trust them, but it's not their concern.
So you don't trust them?
No, those tapes belong to us. We don't like other people messing with them, so...
You get overtime if you stayed and did it later?
Of course I do. Thanks for the offer.
Yeah. I'm not offering nothing.
Yeah.
I ain't offering nothing.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Except my love,
Brian,
Charlie.
I just want to tell Mike I want to hump your leg like a rabbit moose. Thank you.
Hey, there's some love for you, Mike.
Well, gay love, always welcome.
Hello, Mike. Don and Mike show.
Howdy.
Howdy.
Do you guys remember the whole K-Fan beer thing?
K-Fan beer. Oh, yeah, our station in Spokane?
Yeah, well, now they're running the promo for K-Fan beer, but they're using your voices telling them to keep your name off it.
You know what? See, that's
hinky.
That's not right.
No, it's not. It's kind of twisted.
I mean, it's really not right.
You know, this is obviously, you know what this is? This is like a lot of those radio stations where the guy, you know what he's doing? He's trying to have a little contest here.
Well, I don't know if he's trying to have a contest.
I had talked to you about that. They wanted to use the slogan, the beer Dynamike said no to.
Yeah, and we called up
right,
and said
no
to
no,
that.
And
right.
I said to you on that sheet I give you every day, do you mind, it's not on there now,
no.
Do you mind if they use some stuff from the show to promote it?
Oh,
I said, I don't care.
Oh, did I really?
Yeah,
I didn't read it. Just like today that I didn't read that other thing. You know, well, this is partly my fault, but I tell Charlie, in order to be organized...
Charlie, incidentally, is standing here with a stack of tape cartridges up to his chin.
I can tell you what an F-up I am. I tell Charlie, in order to be organized, every day when I come to work, what I want is all the things that have to be done printed out on Don and Mike's stationery.
Right.
All of the various things that I have to do that day,
mm-hmm.
give me a list.
Right.
And this is now the second day in a row that he's given me a list, and I haven't read it.
Well, when did he start giving you the list?
Well, we do it on and off.
I mean, it started on again a couple days ago.
Just a couple days ago.
So you gave... Well, then he's not doing it. If you gave your blessing to it, then it's fine.
Because well, no, but
if you hadn't, then
see,
they would have been done doing it in a sneaky way.
When I apparently said yes... I guess I wasn't really paying attention to what he was saying to me.
I think we probably have to hear the promo to hear what they're doing.
Well, what they're doing is just pretty cheese dick. And
is it a promo or a commercial that your voice is being used on?
That's an excellent question, Buzz. Do you think this guy can discern if it's a promo or a commercial?
Is it a promo or are they mentioning a particular sponsor?
Promo for they want everybody to come out and taste their new K-Fan beer.
It's a commercial.
Well, I would rather not be associated with it.
Well, you are.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Thank you. We'll get on that. Thank you. Charlie, handle that, please.
I will.
And then fire me off a memo about it.
I'll get back to you tomorrow.
After you do.
That's right. And we'll see you staying later tonight, Charlie, to clean out the studio.
You know, right before the show today. You know, and these are the moments that he loves, you know, because he is, really, he's an idiot. And he loves the opportunity to throw it back at me.
Right.
Before the show today, I said to him something about your birthday tomorrow. We have a special show for Mike for his birthday. And I said, is everything set for Mike's birthday? And he just looked at me. And I said, is everything set for Mike's birthday? And he said, it's on the sheet I gave you. The sheet you asked me to give you.
Yes, he's very literal. If he, yes, if he wrote it down on a sheet that you've asked him to give him, then it would be...
And I said to him, it's not on the sheet. I see about the flight to New York, but I don't see anything. He said, it's on the sheet. And then I looked at the sheet, and... Damn if it doesn't say it right there. I just didn't read it.
On the sheet.
So that was. That's
how
good...
long will the, how long does the sheet last? Will the sheet? Will the? Will the? Excuse me. The sheet. I hope I didn't slip there.
No, you're fine.
Will the sheet be regular? You say it goes on and off. Sometimes you go weeks with the sheet. And...
Sometimes, like when we have a lot of stuff happening on
the
show.
Exactly.
I tell him, write it down for me. And then eventually what happens is what's happening now. It's just too much. And I'll say to them, don't write it down. Just tell me.
Too many.
Right, too many.
Right.
So I'm sure in a couple of days I'll say to them, stop writing it down. Just tell me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go through the thing where a couple of days later I'll say, you know what? I don't feel right with you telling me. Write it down because I gotta have it in writing.
Right.
And that's the little dance that we do all the time.
It's a fascinating dance to watch. Man.
But he actually, you know, he did write it down. And this is another one of those cases. I don't remember the conversation with him. If he said to me, did you actually say to me, K-Fan beer, or did you say...
It was written right on... It was the top point on the sheet.
So was this a conversation about the sheet or a conversation specifically about K-Fan beer?
It was specifically about the beer.
Mm. Really? Where
how
was
did it go? Since you remember, how did the conversation go?
Well, you called the... Dean that same day on the air to ask him about it. And I said, remember, we discussed this already from the sheet. And he said, no, I don't want to do that, but the other stuff's fine.
See, when I said that, I meant the other stuff on the rest of the sheet.
Oh, of course.
Because there's four or five items on the sheet
every
day.
Yeah, but since we were discussing the beer specifically, I didn't think you were referring to the rest of the stuff on the sheet.
And you would, of course, weigh in with, it's probably not a good idea for us to be on that promo.
Not at all a good idea.
Yeah,
right.
I think we're all in agreement on that.
All right, well, then they should take it off.
Okay, and would you like a sheet of your own? I could.
No, I just hope you know right now that I just kind of got off on this little moment here.
I know.
Because I was actually in a real roundabout way, but I was actually involved in it. And I got into it.
Hello.
I'm really focused because we're on the air right now. It's not like when you guys have those meetings and I walk in and walk out. When I always want to be involved, but I really don't.
I'd like a sheet.
Yeah, thanks.
Hello, John and Mike Show.
Buddies.
Hey, buddy.
Jeff from Spokane, I did hear the ad, and those kind of SOPs, I don't know what they're doing to you. They use a little bit of an excerpt of, you know, when you talked on the radio with Jeff, the station manager from KGRB, and it's not more than that. It's pretty slight, really. But they are trying to market this beer. They've already had a deal, evidently, with the brewery.
Well, let them market the deal without us. Just don't use our voices in any promo associating us with some cheese-ass beer that's being brewed by our radio station.
Stuff, though, you might want to actually kind of look into it.
No.
Hear more about it.
No, goodbye. Goodbye.
Just whatever they do, no matter how this plays out, just send a couple of cases to Rob Spiewak. Make the whole thing. Yeah, thank you, Rob.
Right.
It'll make the whole thing blow over.
That lousy beer.
Yeah, Rob doesn't care how bad a beer is.
Doesn't matter. I mean, if it's, you know...
Rob's never had a bad beer.
That's right. If it's brewed, it doesn't matter. If you brew your socks and call it beer, Rob will drink it.
That's right. Tastes like ash, bring it on. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Nice big plastic bottle of ass beer.
Hello, Mike.
Hi there.
How are you?
Hi, we're great, thank you.
Radio gods.
Right, hello.
Hey, tell Mike he's got to do that Australian something. That's killer, man. I'm laughing my ass off.
I believe that was an endorsement for your Steve Irwin impression.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Get a cell phone.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
If it's any consolation, Don, I love your balls.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Is this the nipple guy?
Yeah.
Well, you recognize him every time he calls.
Yeah. He's also the sex guy.
Mm-hmm.
I love him so much.
I had to delete that out. Please don't make me delete our own show.
Come on, the lawyers are having a tense enough week as it is.
Come on.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right, goodbye.
I love you.
Goodbye.
I'm sorry to hurt you.
Goodbye.
He loves you in a graphic way.
Goodbye.
God.
You don't know what I would pay, though, to hear Leah Remedy say.
Oh, man.
But I just had to delete out what that guy said.
Oh, my.
What he wanted to do.
My.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I'm caller 100.
You're a friggin' idiot.
Hey, you know, the lady, when he was talking about the lady from Mr. Holland's Opus for that new show, Greg Garcia, the producer.
Yes.
If it's that... That young girl that sang in Mr. Holland's Opus.
Mr. Holland's Anus.
If it was his love interest, you know, the young... Oh, yeah. Very hot.
Oh, good.
Very, very hot.
Excellent. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah. The caller 100. I am caller 100.
Have we not explained how a standard radio contest works? You listen to the radio and you wait for the disc jockey to say it's time to call in. Then you call in and you're the 100th caller.
Oh, God.
Someone's watching over us in the studio right now.
I'm going to try again.
Goodbye. Listen, we're laughing at a picture Rob has just put up in the studio of Pine Daily. I don't want you to think in any way that we are amused by your stupidity.
No, not at all.
Because we're not.
It's just a big, ugly, fat picture of Pine Daily.
With a monocle.
Rob, not amused either.
Rob tacked it to
the
map.
Because I wanted to be caller 100. Perhaps.
You're not caller 100.
I know, I just said that.
What about the concept, don't you understand?
I understand. I completely understand.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Explain the concept.
I don't think you understand how I understand.
Explain the concept of a radio contest to me.
Like you just said, you wait for the announcement that the caller 100 is going to commence.
When did we make that?
And then call in.
When did we make that announcement?
I don't know. You've made it. Over the past several years, many hundreds of times.
Yeah, but we do it usually going into a commercial and then coming out of a commercial. We take the 100th call coming out of the commercials.
Out of the commercial.
And Don, immediately preceding the commercial, says, be caller 100 right now.
And if you're listening to the show now, you would know that we're just taking telephone calls.
I did not realize there were so many rules. I did not know that.
This is not a complex rule. I mean, we've been taking calls for a good 8-9 minutes.
Yes, I've been calling for a good 25 minutes.
Instead of listening?
Well, I've been listening, too.
I agree with Boris. I don't think you've been listening.
I've never really been listening to how these rules work.
I know they're so complex, aren't they?
Well, yes, because I've never listened.
Do you know the difference?
I listen to your show. I don't listen to the rules.
Do you know the difference between hearing and listening?
Yes.
I don't think you do.
That's Rob, who's angry he hasn't gotten his beer yet.
My ass beer.
All right, I appreciate it, guys.
Goodbye. We appreciate it.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Die, you fig fucker.
My idiots.
Idiot. No.
Yeah, who's the idiot?
Yeah, who's the idiot?
Who's the idiot? At least I know when it's time to call a radio show for a contest.
You know, I mean, no one else does what you've done, sir.
Do you enter a person's house before they say come in?
Well,
because nobody said come in. Nobody said call for the contest.
It's very simple. It's not a rule. It's just we weren't doing the contest right now.
See, you don't have to know. If you know the rule that you don't go into somebody's house until they say come in, then you should automatically know the rule that you don't call for a contest until the DJ says call for a contest.
Well, I think now hundreds of thousands of other people are going to know the rule.
No. They know the rules. Just you don't.
No,
and I'd like to point out how pathetic you are when the mild-mannered Burbank has to bust your balls.
No, because, you see, I've never heard this explanation before, and I don't think anybody's ever been in this situation.
You might be right about that.
Yeah, because nobody's as...
10 people who have called in on the...
Nobody is as stupid
caller.
As you are.
Do you mean nobody's been in the situation of making a terrible blunder and failing to accept personal responsibility for it?
Well, you never get anywhere unless you do make mistakes, you know.
Yes, but even when you make mistakes, it's always good to accept personal responsibility for that mistake.
I accept.
Say it. What do you accept?
The fact that I have made a terrible mistake.
And how did you make this terrible mistake?
By not listening to the rules.
No, there were no rules.
I've heard your explanation.
It's just simply calling at the wrong time.
Yes.
That's what you did. You called at the wrong time.
Right.
That's all.
So what was your mistake?
Yeah.
Come on, what was your mistake?
I'm a little frustrated right now.
I understand that. You know, there's something else you need to do, because I do believe I heard the disc jockeys referred to as idiots, which was totally uncalled for. We weren't the ones that made the mistake, and then you called us idiots because you were frustrated, just like you just said.
Well, you know, it takes an idiot to call an idiot an idiot, and that idiot and can in return can call you an idiot.
No, listen, this is pathetic.
You are an idiot. You are an idiot. Repeat to me your mistake.
I did not follow the rules.
No!
Wrong. That is not your mistake. Look, you cannot correct your mistake if you don't even identify your mistake.
Look.
Hold on.
Look,
I want you to talk to some of our listeners right now.
No.
We're going to let you talk to our listeners.
Yes. Hello, go ahead. Let this guy have
it. Mike. How you guys doing?
We're doing great, thank you.
All right, and so am I. And I have tried religiously to be the 100th caller. Lord knows how many times.
Go.
I've never been able to do it. I go by the rules. I listen to the radio program. There is nothing difficult to understand about this. All this guy is trying to do is stick his 2 cents in and just do whatever he darn well pleases, and that's wrong, buddy.
I hear you.
I'm sorry. Play by the stinking rules.
I hear you, bud.
John and Mike have to do it. You do it. We all do it.
Yeah.
So live with it.
Man, I am really going to try and do it this time.
Yeah, I bet you are. Why don't you play by the rules and do it right?
I am.
All right. Now, you sit by your phone and wait a few minutes till the break, and when Don and Mike say, we're taking the 100th caller, you be the 100th caller. What's the number?
I'll be out in my garage on my cell phone. I'll be listening, but I'm going to be working on my
GD. I bet you are. Good grief, buddy. Get a life. Is that all you do is call radio stations and try to butt in on conscious when they don't even exist?
Damn right.
Damn right. Oh, for God's sakes. Get a life,
dude. Oh, his cell phone's breaking. Unfortunately, for the first caller, the cell phone on the gentleman that was grilling him is
that's
broken.
That's too bad.
Up.
Good job.
I enjoy listening to someone else grill him, though.
Yes, it's very soothing.
Mm-hmm. Is this being taped for some other program?
No.
Well, how come you guys are spending so much time on my call?
Because sometimes it's fun. I was curious. You said you were going to go work on something in your garage.
My motorcycle.
Ah, your motorcycle. Do you wear a helmet when you ride?
Well, yeah. Yeah, I do. I do. I'm here in Arlington County, Virginia.
Uh-huh.
I'm not in Colorado, and I'm not in Oregon or, California. I'm in Arlington, Virginia.
Have you ever been institutionalized? Have you ever been
institutionalized? If you have to ride, you have to ride with
me. Have you ever been institutionalized?
Yes.
Excellent. All right, thank you.
Very good. That's all we needed to know. Sorry for taking your time.
Thank you.
Are you going now?
You have to hang up first.
Oh, I have to hang up first?
Yes.
All right, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Okay, now.
You're an awareness. If he's been, very straightforward answer. Yes, I have.
Fine.
Yeah, now we understand.
Game over.
Absolutely.
Time for call 100. Okay? Okay?
Yeah, I can still smell grilled meat.
877-365-3636. Call now.
Absolutely.
Call right now.
Or Buzz Burbank will let you have it.
Buzz. Somebody went Buzz. When you go to someone's house, do you walk in before they say come in?
I do at my mommy's house.
That was beautiful,
you're
Buzz.
You're welcome to do that. Thank you. I thought
it was a beautiful
point.
Moment. I love that. Be the 100th caller. Let's make no exceptions. Right now.
Right now.
Call 100. Good luck.
Offering the audio equivalent of manual release. The Don and Mike Show.
We're going to be playing the Celebrity Coroner Game again on today's show.
That is a great game.
In a moment, Chuck Stossel is here. Movie man Charlie Stossel. Hello, Charlie.
Hey.
Is there any way to make that chair a little taller?
No.
Doesn't it have a little switch on it? It's got a little thing on the bottom. If you stand up and then you hit it, you lift it up. There you go.
There you go. There you go. Now you're a normal level.
Perfect.
Hold on there, Chuck. We got to our call 100. Got some mail for you.
Wonderful.
Before we talk about the movies. And today we'll be talking about the Jim Carrey movie.
A lot of movies, because if you're not here next week, we have to talk about Perfect Storm and Patriot, too.
All right. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm caller 100.
Right. Yes, you are. What's your name?
Oh, my God. My name is Greg.
Greg, where are you from?
Iowa. Muscatine, Iowa. Turn that off, Cassie.
Greg, call 100. Good. That's good. Order her to do that.
Very good.
You won the WWF King of the Ring prize pack. That's courtesy of Comcast and Cox Cable. WWF King of the Ring in demand this Sunday. On pay-per-view. Are you ready to go for $500?
I am ready to go.
Okay. The secret sound online right now. We'll play it for you. Give you 15 seconds to think about it. Please don't answer until Mike sings like
Robert Goulet.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And we wish you Godspeed.
Caller name this sound.
There it is. Now, as a way of helping you, I'll tell you, it's not a briefcase, it's not a stapler, it's not a deck of cards, it's not a credit card machine, and it's not a light switch.
And the odds are in my...
What is that sound?
My 9-year-old daughter, Cassie, tells me that is popcorn popping.
Oh. You tell your 9-year-old daughter, Kathy.
Cassie.
Whatever.
Oh, we're sorry.
She's just a 9-year-old.
So sure.
No, sorry. Thank you, though.
Okay, thank you.
And please don't forget that every guest is a clue for you. For you, it's time for our midweek visit with Movie Man Chuck Stoppel.
And now, the pride of Puerto Rico, here's Movie Man Charlie Stoppel.
And Charlie, I know that once again we're going to be graced by a great read for your sponsor.
Well, as always, I am brought to you by Doc Harry's. You have to go there just for the fried cheesecake, which, as you guys remember, you had.
Oh, it's fantastic, especially since they let it sit for a while.
Doc Harry's is on Multiplex Drive in Centerville. Call Doc Harry's 703-815-RIBS.
I ask for the Gil Stossel suite.
Once again, he's not there.
Right, but he's remembered.
Enjoy it after the concert you're going to.
Shut up.
That you were just telling me in the hallway.
What's he going to tonight?
No, not tonight.
I was asking Charlie. I said, you know, we were talking about vacations, and you know, he said, are you going up to New England? I said, yeah. And I said, what do you have any plans for the 4th? He said, just kind of a family.
Are you not going to Britney Spears? Are you?
Wait, I might be
ding,
taking.
Ding, 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 ding. I didn't know that you were going to Britney Spears.
No. If I go, I'll be taking kids.
Of course. That makes it normal.
No, it makes it much better.
That makes it normal.
Well, here's the wild card in all this. If the boy doesn't want to go, good chance of that, I have to stay with the boy at my house, and his sister gets to bring a couple friends, and they go with mom. Otherwise,
this is your lady friend that you kind of hang out with and to hang out with the kids.
This is the original.
You're kind of
lane.
The surrogate father for these kids.
But there's a chance that on the 4th of July, you surrounded by adoring children.
If an 11-year-old boy wants to go, then yes, I will be in attendance.
One of Charlie's kids.
At the Britney Spears concert.
Hit me, baby, one more time.
All right, Chuck.
That's great. Oh, man, you can't write it.
That's July 4th. Hey, can you get a better way to spend the 4th?
Hey, those would be
fireworks.
Fireworks, especially, you know, if she wears that leather jumpsuit.
But she was just in town last night, as a matter of fact. Why weren't you at the concert last night at Merriweather?
Because I don't have a connection to Merriweather like I do over at the other facility.
Gotcha.
Are the Backstreet Boys or NSYNC appearing anytime soon?
NSYNC is on July 10th, and I got his sister tickets for that. I will not be attending that one.
Very good.
I might be.
Oh. Yeah.
With your son?
Oh, no, my son's not a fag.
But you'd be going just to hear your song?
I might.
You'd go to the NSYNC concert?
All right, I don't want to hear it. If I end up going to Britney Spears and you're going to call me a fag,
I said,
you're going to NSYNC?
You can call me a fag. I said yesterday on the air, I'm such a fag. I wanted the NSYNC record, but I was ashamed to buy it. I was afraid someone would spot me, so I sent my wife into Sam's Club to buy me the NSYNC record.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. You'll be in the front row screaming?
There's a good chance that I may get a backstage pass for NSYNC.
Good for you.
I might go.
Way to go. Wow.
You know, so I can talk about it on the show.
And that would be the only reason.
And to hear them sing that one song that I like.
I hope they sing it at the beginning. Because as much as you like it, you might not wait.
Yeah, no kidding.
Especially in that environment.
Chuck.
Who from this time?
The guy in prison.
Oh, the one who cooked me.
The guy who wrote the letter about how to cook you and skin you.
Oh, wow. That was a very elaborate letter. I guess he was excited when
we... Sorry, Hannibal Lecter letter.
When you read that on the air.
He writes this.
He has a lot of time on his hands.
He's at the Central Treatment Facility in D.C.
Yeah.
On E Street.
He's too damn close.
Dear Don and Mike, enclosed, please find my list of 101 ways to get rid of a dead Stossel.
Oh, boy.
No matter how you killed it, there's a solution here for anyone's disposal problems.
It's equally gory, it sounds like.
Sincerely, Scott. P.S. Buzz, where's my autographed picture? I asked you nicely.
I forgot.
101 ways to get rid of a dead Stossel.
Very good.
Burial in a shallow grave or in an isolated spot, lime optional.
Oh, God.
Dump on rural roadside. disposal in county landfill, leave under pile of rocks in the desert, burial in crawl space with all the others, store in 55-gallon drum, cover with debris in abandoned building, place in foundation of new office building, cover with concrete in section of giant stadium, dump in large body of water, place in freezer for further use.
Use.
Dismember and feed to pets. Dismember. And feed to pets or livestock. Atomize with high explosives. Dump down abandoned mine shaft. Take up taxidermy used for practice. Grind up in food processor and flush down toilet.
No.
Just keep it and take it out for those special occasions.
Weekend at Bernie's.
Use acid to dissolve it in a bathtub or vat. Hide it in the top of a tree for all the little forest animals to enjoy.
God.
Consume using beetles.
That's a long, painful death.
Keep it,
the living Beatles.
Keep it in, yeah, not John Lennon.
That's right.
Keep it in an old steamer trunk until mummified. Seal it up in a wall. Screw legs onto it and use it for an interesting stossel coffee table. Drop it down an old well. Tape a rat in its mouth and mail it to Louis Freech, director of the FBI.
Wow.
Oh, Louis Free, right. F-R-E-E-H. Drop it from an airplane into a forest. Run it through a wood chipper. Place it in a heavily lined livestock disposal pit. Bury it with another body in the first body's casket. Dig it up. Dig up a fresh grave and toss it in. Eat it.
This is very odd.
Mm. Cremate it with someone else's loved
one. Warden is listening to this letter.
Are you getting a little more uncomfortable?
And this guy's close by.
Mm-hmm. Dispose of it in a hot dog or bologna factory. Place in junk car. Crush. Send. To smelter.
That is something that melts metal.
A smelter.
Yes.
Dump an alligator-infested swampland in Florida. Entrust to any Cajun living in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Leave on well-traveled railroad tracks. Place on airport runway to be sucked into jet intake of a 757.
A grinder.
Drop off any overpass on the George Washington Parkway. Donate to the university...
Anatomy?
Yeah, anatomy class. Place behind the steering wheel of a taxi. Park in Southeast D.C.
Where he is right now.
Oh, God.
Dress in pizza delivery uniform. Place $20 in pocket and drop off in Southeast D.C.
Oh, man.
Dress up in KKK outfit. Drop off in Southeast D.C. Strip naked. Stick feather duster up its ass and take to cockfight.
Oh, man.
Take it to coin-operated laundromat. Place in large-capacity dryer and insert quarters. Place on outbound Turkish freighter with I am Greek tattooed on FedEx.
Tattooed.
That's a good one.
Leave it behind any D.C. restaurant to be eaten by rats. Deliver to the back door of any Chinese restaurant.
Hurrah.
Take it to the Marine Corps recruiting station and tell them it wants to enlist. Put a 9mm pistol in its hand and drop it off at any inner-city emergency room. Put a pager in its hand and shove it out in front of a trigger-happy New York City policeman.
Or an L.A. Laker fan.
Paint a target on it and take it to the NRA's National Machine Gun Rally. Strip it naked, paint it yellow, put a dog collar on it, and attend a dog fight.
Very Hannibal Lecter-like, you know, that guy that was in Hannibal, he said, it puts the lotion on. He's referring to you as it. There you go.
Donate to the National Organ Donors Bank. Get a job feeding the big cats at the National Zoo. Dress it in a bathing suit. Place on blanket in Ocean City. Leave it for rest of season.
Did you get a survey in prison?
No one will notice.
Is there for?
Grind into hamburger.
He has a lot of time on his hands. A lot of time.
Bury in your backyard. Start your own worm farm. Give it to a blind guy and tell him it's his new deaf and dumb living companion. Dress it in a tuxedo and leave it in a seat at the opera. No one will be the wiser. Place a large vat of boiling water, add vegetables, season to taste, and donate to homeless shelter.
There's the cannibal aspect again.
Place a large glass jug, add vinegar, cinnamon, dill, and aluminum seal and let sit for 4 to 6 weeks. Enter in county fair. Find it employment as phone screener for Don and Mike's show. Detach habit and enjoy a night bowling.
Oh, man.
Render it down for theater popcorn butter.
Wow.
I'm skipping past some of these.
Some of the more disturbing entries?
Yes. Dressed in a fur coat, urinate in your grandmother's living room, and tell her you bought her a new cat.
God.
Freeze it, grind it up, cover it with chocolate and nuts, and deliver it to the nearest Ben and Jerry's.
Mm, there you go. You like ice cream, don't you?
Serve it up with red beans and rice at the next Puerto Rican Day Parade. And then, like the last 30 times, he just wrote over and over again, eat it.
Oh, see, he's back to that cannibal.
Back to that Hannibal.
Eat it, eat it, eat it, eat it, eat it.
That's lovely.
He wants to eat you.
That's lovely.
That's 100 things that you can do with a...
Well,
with a 100 ways to get rid of a dead stossel.
I'm not disturbed.
from your biggest fan. And Buzz, don't forget to send in the picture.
I'll get right on that. I wouldn't want to upset him.
He asked you nicely.
Yes, he did.
Don't forget the photo.
That's right.
So, Charlie.
So, Don.
How do you move forward after that one right now? You know, it really must be weird.
It's a, yeah.
It is weird.
God almighty.
I think he's kidding.
I would hope so.
For what it's worth, I think the guy has a sense of humor, and I think he's kidding.
Absolutely. I would think so.
Maybe he could correspond with you in some future broadcast and let you know if he's kidding or not.
Yes.
Well, that'd be nice.
Scott, at the Central Treatment Facility on E Street in D.C.
And, you know, the word treatment is what really is bothersome here.
Hello, Scott. I'm just, how are things at the treatment facility?
Of course I wasn't kidding, ass.
I hate you. I wish it was never artificial. Conceived.
All right, Chuckster. All right, Mother Chucker. New at the movies this weekend. The movie we are dying to see is...
Two new ones this weekend, and one next Wednesday, and one next Friday.
All we really care about is the Jim Carrey movie.
That's all you care about. I'm telling you, it's four for four. These four movies, the next four are coming out. Great movies.
All great.
All
of them great.
At least $3.
Me, myself, and Irene. All we want to know is it funny or not?
It's funny, yes.
Is it slap nuts funny?
I was almost going to use that word, slap nuts funny. It's not Mary funny. It's more Kingpin funny with the raunch that should have been in the R-rated version of Kingpin.
All right, when you say this, I hate it when you say this. I hate it when you said it the last time. And I hate it because Kingpin and Something About Mary, although Kingpin has its moments, Kingpin is over here and Mary is over here.
And
as far
this
as
is
just,
right in the middle.
Ah. Okay.
Right in the middle.
So you're saying it's not
Mary.
See, really, on the trailers that we were discussing, it actually looked like it might even be funnier than Something About Mary.
There are scenes that are, but Mary was funny more on a consistent basis throughout the movie, while this has scenes of great hilarity that have to do with every bodily function you can think of, whether it's masturbating, whether it's taking a dump, whether it's urinating, all sorts of bodily functions.
You just mentioned three of my favorites.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So you'll laugh. Incestuous-type relationships.
Is it Jim Carrey
adulterous
also,
relationships.
Is it Jim Carrey also going back to what he does best? I mean,
yeah.
The Dumb and Dumber Jim Carrey
comedy.
Is my favorite Jim Carrey.
That is what you have here. The physical comedy, Jim Carrey, and him wrestling a cow is what, for me, what made the movie.
How many porcelain dolls do you
three.
Get me, myself,
three
and Irene?
Three strong ones.
Three strong dolls.
Yeah.
Okay, what you got three other movies that were great?
Three other movies.
And they are?
Chicken Run. Okay. Now, hold on. Not now. Now, before
Chicken
you go.
Chicken Run, the one I want to take my daughter to that. Is that good for little kids?
You know, I'm questioning whether or not somebody like your daughter is actually going to get it because it's very British.
I don't care. When you have a five-year-old, you don't care if they get it or
then
not.
It'll
you
be,
just don't
fine.
Want them to be traumatized.
It's fine. I think that this is a movie that adults are going to like even more than kids because it does reference movies like Stalag 17 a lot. It has that British sense of humor that I don't think kids are going to get. I think kids are going to like looking at the pretty pictures that are up on the screen, but the adults are going to get a lot of the jokes that they want. You're giving
so you
me
think
a look.
You think Chicken Run is in the same class as Me, Myself, and Irene?
No, I think Irene's a better movie, but Chicken Run is a very clever movie.
Okay, how many dolls do you give it?
2.5.
Oh, so it's not as great as the Irene.
2.5.
You said that you had...
It's a strong movie. I think it's going to... I question how much box office it's going to do, but it's a good movie.
I've liked Claymation ever since Davy and Goliath.
Hello, Davy.
Davy. What are we going to do now, Davy?
Back in the days when that's the only thing that was on Sunday morning, you had... No choice.
Right, that was it. That was the only thing going, and I loved the bad kids in Davy and Goliath. The kids would always say, "You're really in trouble." You know, with the teeth? Oh,
yeah, right.
Davy.
Okay, what's the third movie?
Next Wednesday, The Patriot opens. This is a Mel Gibson movie that is 3 hours long. and is basically an American version of Braveheart. Already, I would almost be willing, but I'm not going to make this bet. I would say this
I'm not betting you about movies anymore.
This is your best picture already. Hands down.
Best Picture Academy Award?
Yes. Already. It's the type of movie that they like. It is so good. There are going to be tons of Oscar nominations, from the music to the photography to Mel Gibson to the writing.
Agree. I'll tell you why I agree. Because you go see a movie like this. The difference between Braveheart was, won Oscars for Mel Gibson. But I'll tell you right now, when you go to see a movie like this, what's great about this, I'm looking forward to seeing.
You just said, I'll tell you right now.
I did.
That might be your crutch.
That's a crutch. I did. I used a verbal crutch.
Sorry.
I'm not going to finish my point.
Please do.
No, I'm punishing myself for that. I think it's going to be a hit.
I think
because
it's
America, the beautiful patriotism. Yeah,
that's exactly it.
Braveheart, it was tough for people to relate to William Wallace. He's all the way over there in Scotland.
Braveheart was great because so many guys got their heads cut off.
But I think this is Braveheart with a story that we can all relate to. It's about the country. So, it's about America.
This is all based in South Carolina, and South Carolina wanting to secede or not. To join the 13 colonies in going against the British.
I could give a rat's ass about a
villain.
Tell me something.
A great villain in this movie that is going to become one of the classic movie villains, Colonel Tavington, character.
For schmucks like me, and you know movies that schmucks like me like, is it as good violence-wise as Gladiator was? Is it as good as Braveheart, which is maybe the best, most violent movie I've ever seen?
I don't think it has the violence of Gladiator, but I think when it is violent, it's almost as good, if not better. When you see a cannonball rip off a guy's head.
All right, I'm there. Thank
point
you.
Point blank. Yeah,
there it is.
I could give a rat's ass about patriotism in South Carolina seceding from the Union.
No, but you understand. I know you can give a rat's ass about patriotism, although I thought you were a true patriot.
In the movies, Mike. In the movies.
But I thought you were the greatest. I thought you bled red, white, and blue.
Johnny Patriot, JP.
But you understand that because people can relate to the story of this country, it'll probably be a bigger hit than Braveheart.
Yeah, and a lot of people are saying this could be the biggest film of the summer.
Wow.
And how many dolls do you give this?
So you give this one four dolls.
Four. I'm telling you, it will win. I thought Ryan, although I think Prep Ryan should have won a couple years ago, I said the same thing when I walked out of Ryan. I said, this is your best picture of the year. I'm saying the same thing.
Well, that's it for me. I think there's a big chance that might not be true, then.
All right, what is the fourth movie that's a killer movie?
The Perfect Storm. This is the one with George Clooney.
Now, this one I want to go
see. You will be able to get into this because it's all based up in New England and up in Boston. This is based
on a true story
about a ship, the Andrea Gale, that goes out to the Flemish Cap to fish for swordfish. It gets caught outside of a hurricane, which is coming back into New England, and they come into the hurricane. This is going to do for hurricanes what Twister did for tornadoes. It is loud. It's in your face. The effects are tremendous. The whole movie, the last hour and 15 minutes, is the storm. And not just George Clooney's boat,
boat.
There's a little pleasure boat that gets hit first, that they go through the storm, and then you know that Clooney's boat is in for a hell of a time. And
Clooney is a hell of an actor. I liked him in
Legitimate movie
in
star.
The movie with Jennifer Lopez where he broke out of jail. Mm-hmm. What was the name of that? Out of Sight. And Three Kings is maybe like one of my top 10 all-time favorite movies I've ever seen.
And Three Kings is really good. And he's much more like his ER character. He's a fishing boat captain with an attitude. It says, this is what we're going to do. You guys don't like it, get off the boat. Mark Wahlberg is very good in the movie.
And Marky Mark is in this also.
He is kind of his right-hand apprentice kind of guy.
And what's great about it, I love movies like this that have at the central part of it based on a true story where this really happened.
And the person I went with, she was in tears more than once throughout the film.
Wait, you went with a girl?
I went with the mom.
Oh, the mom.
The kid's mom.
Oh, right, okay.
Are you going to marry the mom?
Everyone thinks we should, but that's a total...
Oh, that's good.
That's a different
story. You do spend a lot of time with her.
You do.
We
love it. You love spending time with them.
Yeah, she's great. Mm-hmm. I think the world of her. Anyway.
Then why not make the next step?
We've been there. She...
was the problem? Was it something sexual?
Yes, Don.
Was it?
No.
what was the problem?
I mean, she lives almost 100 miles away.
Well, you're a famous movie guy. You could move her here.
Not here on the air.
100 miles away?
Not on
the
air.
It's an hour and a half.
I know. Not on the
air. Charlie, run a U-Haul.
And live out of the U-Haul.
No. Move her stuff here. Move her and the boy here.
And the girl. There's a girl.
And the girl.
Sure.
Yeah, exactly.
You're well compensated.
I know.
Can mom get another job?
No.
Why?
She can't? She has no talents whatsoever. No, of course she can get a job.
There you go.
No, the kids have got school.
She's in love with her.
Yeah, I think so.
The kids have got school. I can't take... No. The boy just got a scholarship at 11.
A scholarship where?
Sports. A school called Boys Latin.
Oh, that's a good school.
Up in Balmer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, lacrosse scholarship. I'm very proud of him.
Oh,
great.
Really?
Listen to him. He sounds like he's the dad.
Yeah, you sound like a doting father, man.
I've known him.
And at your age, it's
life.
Good to have an instant family.
Hey, is it?
Yeah.
And good to have somebody that I can live vicariously through some child who...
No, this is just good. It sounds like you like the mom.
Do you find the mom sexually attractive?
The mom is hot. And she knows she is.
She is a guy magnet. The mom is hot. You don't mind the fact that the mom has kids. You like the kids.
Sure.
Then why have you not closed the deal?
How old is the mom?
38.
Perfect.
Nothing.
The older she gets, the more that she's going to realize.
She's gotten everything out of her system already that she's going to get out of her system.
I am not talking about this on the air.
Okay.
Yes, you are. We're talking to you about it.
No, I'm not getting into detail on the air. Absolutely not.
He's in love with her.
Is that what it is?
Yes, okay. I think you're in love with her. Your whole body language is telling me that you love this woman.
When is the last? Because I'm rubbing myself furiously.
No.
See, there's where you blow it.
When is
there's
the last time you saw her?
At the screening. Was that 2 weeks ago?
2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. I'd make that drive every night.
Really?
Go to her. Oh.
100 miles, Charlie. What's 100 miles?
No, it's nothing.
What's 100 miles?
What's 100 miles?
It's nothing. And I'll see her on July 4th.
Oh, right, with your Britney Spears.
Sure. Okay.
Good.
But anyway, back to the perfect storm. Great special effects.
Do you think she'd ever come on this show to discuss you?
Absolutely not.
She would not.
Great special effects. The one that everyone sees.
Who's the celebrity she most resembles?
Laura Palmer from Twin Peaks.
Wow.
Really?
Wow.
She's that hot.
The boat going up this wave and Clooney trying to fight and get outside.
You've had actual intercourse with her?
Outside the storm.
Have you had penetration?
Boat coming up the wave, it's even better than in the trailer because the camera pans back when you see how small this boat is.
Have you had
actual water?
Have you had real sex with her?
We used to date long ago. I won't answer that question in case your kids are listening. But that boat is
small. Well, they know. So you dated her.
On the water.
You dated her.
Oh, and they're wet the whole time. Mm-hmm. God knows what happens to
what's
them.
What?
Everybody on the boat.
On the boat.
During the storm while it's raining and it's just all nasty outside.
So were you sexually compatible with this woman?
Great movie. Three and a half dolls, as you would like to say.
Is there a chance?
You know, I had to set the doll story straight with my softball team. And they're pissed at me. I haven't talked about them on the air.
Do they know this woman?
The softball team?
Yeah.
No.
They don't?
No.
Is there a chance? That
the
this
GT Electric softball team?
No. Is there a chance that this relationship could ever grow?
We have the four movies that we discussed, and then after...
Right.
You know, I'm hearing really good things about this Kenan Ivory Wayans movie called Scary Movie.
No, I don't care.
Everyone's saying a lot.
I don't care. I'd rather talk about, you know...
I'm not talking about
this girl.
Well, good luck. It was the way you said she was hot.
What's 100 miles between two souls who belong together, Charlie?
Right. Is there any other man in her life?
No comment. Yes, of course there is. She just started
seeing
somebody.
Competition.
She just started seeing somebody up there.
Does he have hair?
I have no clue. I haven't met him. I have no clue what he looks like at all. Bite me, Dad.
All right, Charlie.
You know we're rooting for you. You know that, though.
We are.
Absolutely.
Mike and I want to be co-best men at your wedding.
That'll never happen.
Okay.
That will never happen.
What did you want to say about the dolls before we kick you out?
Nothing.
What about your softball team?
We have a wonderful time.
You want to say hi to your softball team?
You're so defensive now.
No, I'm not defensive. I was just trying to change subjects, getting off of this.
Okay, we're off her. Now, you said you wanted to say something about dolls.
What, to set the story straight about the dolls, which I had to tell the softball team?
Yes.
That I don't collect dolls, that you happened to walk into my office one time when we had just finished doing a promotion, and all these little Dalmatians from McDonald's are on my conference table,
right.
And you thought I played with dolls.
There was more than just 101 Dalmatians.
No, there were about 500 that were on.
There were figurines from every movie, every Disney animated feature.
No, there was a Hercules there.
There was not a Hercules.
Absolutely there was a Hercules.
Hercules hadn't come out yet.
Well, whatever it was, some little guy without a shirt on.
It was. And bent over, right?
Okay, Charlie. You put him in any crazy pose you like.
All right, you know, we're just pimping for you.
Yeah.
We are.
I'm sure you are.
We truly are, Charlie.
Remember, I'm not looking, and I don't care.
It'd be very cool, though. It sounds to me that you're very good for these kids, and I mean this sincerely. And if you say the mom
is hot,
I think the mom would be...
Oh, the mom knows that, though. She knows.
I mean, that should be the most important thing to her, too.
She knows.
What does the other guy do? Does the other guy have a flashy job like you do?
He's probably a welder.
Yeah,
something like
a plumber.
Yeah.
He's a plumber?
No, I think he works in the hospital.
Oh, come on, you work in the movie biz.
Is he an orderly?
No, I don't know.
He's not a doctor, is
no,
he?
No, that I know.
Because he's a doctor, forget it.
Well, that means he's either an orderly or a nurse.
He could be a physical therapist or something like that. I think that might even be it.
Your job is better than that, Charlie.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Doug.
Your job, you're in the movie business, man.
I know. Can I leave now?
All right, see you.
See you, guys.
There goes Charles Stossel.
Have a nice vacation.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. You too. Have fun at the Britney Spears concert.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Charlie.
Bye-bye.
There he goes.
Very lonely, Charlie Stossel.
Yeah. Likes that. He's always talking about that family.
Yes.
His second family.
You know, if she'd come over on the air, we'd talk her into it.
Or she'd tell us what's really going on. But that's okay. I'm sure the plumber's giving it to her good. Giving it to her real good.
Now he's going to get mad.
Of course he was. That's why I say that. So I walk in the hall and he's
going to come down there.
F you. F you. Talk about my Boy Scout shorts. F you, NSYNC. F you. They're very angry, Charlie Stossel. When will he figure out that we really don't care what he says about movies, that we really just enjoy talking to him every week?
Especially about his love life.
Right.
We're fascinated by it.
I mean, everything that he says about the movies, we already know from seeing the trailers ourselves.
Absolutely.
We just want to know, did you like it? Didn't you like it? That's great. Who are you banging?
And we also, if he's being used like a toilet.
Which he has been.
Yeah, we don't like that.
All right, so there he is. There's a... Movie man, Charlie Stossel. We are up on a break.
Charlie, rub my feet.
And keep the letters coming, incidentally. That's maybe my favorite part of Stossel's appearances on this show.
How to dispose of him.
More show coming up.
Don and Mike Show.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, Radio Gods.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, here's a message for Charlie.
Charlie Stossel?
To you, man.
Are you talking about Charlie Stossel?
Yeah, what an idiot. Buying the kids tickets to Britney Spears, going with her. Dude, she's seeing somebody else. She's getting the business done somewhere else.
I was getting a high hard one from that guy.
Yeah.
Mike and I were just discussing a possible conversation between that woman and one of her friends.
Yeah, or her kid. Say, Mommy, I want to go to Britney Spears.
I don't want to take you.
For it.
Yeah, I don't want to take you to Britney Spears. You're not going to Britney Spears.
But Charlie will take me.
Charlie looks good in that camp counselor outfit.
Oh. You're right. I'll call Charlie. And Charlie's on. Hi, sweetie.
Sure. Listen, the kids really want to go to see Britney Spears. Is there any way you could get tickets?
Sure.
I'll be right up.
She's on the phone and somebody asks her, what about that guy, Charlie? What about that movie guy? How come you don't see him more often?
Oh, Big Ben gives me whatever I want. The welder physical therapist.
But that Charlie seems like a sweet guy and he really likes your kids. He just can't give you what you need, can he?
No, but he gets tickets to everything.
Well, then he's probably a good person to keep around. The kids do like him.
He's an excellent softball player.
Is there ever going to be a chance that you and he would ever get serious?
No. No, but he's sweet. The kids love him, and let me call him. Charlie, can you get tickets to Britney Spears?
Of course.
Thank you. You're a dear. I've got to go. My boyfriend's here.
Hey, baby. How you doing?
I'm here to give you the high hard one again.
Hey, kids, go watch TV.
Charlie, I've got to run.
Go call your fag Uncle Charlie. Big Ben's here to give your mama what she needs.
Right now, he is pounding his dashboard, cursing us like you would not
very
believe.
Mad. Charlie, if you would just be more open with us, we would not have to
do these plays.
Sit here and hypothesize about what might really be going on.
Absolutely. Oh, kids, I don't want to take you to Britney Spears. Wait a minute. Let me call Charlie.
Uncle Charlie.
Mommy, we don't like Big Ben. We want you to call Charlie.
No, it's always Charlie, Charlie, Charlie. Don't you understand, kids? Mommy doesn't sleep with Charlie.
Big Ben just tells us to watch TV.
Uncle Charlie takes us everywhere. And I don't doubt for a second that he is wonderful to those kids.
Sure.
He's wonderful to those kids, and I bet she's taking advantage of him.
What are you kids doing in here?
Oh, make the big hairy man go away.
Can't you see I'm giving it to your mom? Go call the movie man.
We love him.
We hate you. Get out of here, kids.
Now, Mama, where were we? Damn, that's good.
Right now, he's hanging a U-turn right now. He's coming back.
He's coming back. No, you know what?
What?
He's not.
No. Nope.
Because he can't hear it.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Because JFK FM is off the air.
That's it. We're off the air in Washington, D.C. We just found that out today. Something has happened to the transmitter.
The station has been off the air, I think, for maybe 40 minutes.
Are we on in Baltimore?
Yeah, we're on everywhere except our main station on WJFK in D.C. And I bet if we go to these phones, God love them.
Yeah.
I don't know why people call to say, hey, do you know you're off the air?
Right.
But I would bet you that these calls are unscreened and these people cannot hear what we're saying.
That's true.
Unless they're calls from outside the market, I bet you everybody from D.C. is calling us just to say, do you guys know you're off the air?
You're off the air. No,
you're right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, are you guys having technical difficulties?
No.
Because you were on my radio, and all of a sudden, just another radio station came on, and it's like complete fuzz.
Nope, you're on the air right now with us.
Oh, my God, am I really?
Yeah. You're on the air loud and clear.
Oh, my God, can I tell you guys something?
Sure.
You're the best.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, so are you.
You are the best. I listen to you wherever I travel.
Fix your radio, honey.
Yeah, get that radio checked.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
Hey, I give her extra credit because she just wanted to bring us up to speed on that and then went right into the rest of the subject.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Very, very nice.
Oh, hold on, what am I doing here? Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, it's Mike, the Hanukkah guy on a cell phone, and I'm desperate because 106.7 is off the air. Can't you have Charlie Broyhill climb the transmitter?
No, it's not off the air.
Yes, it is.
No, you're on the air right now, Mike, the Hanukkah guy.
I'm on the air with you, but the station is off
the air. No, you're wrong.
We're loud and clear.
I'm looking at the meters right now. We're on the air. Are we on the air, Rob?
Yeah, loud and clear.
Loud and clear on the air.
Well, unless you just hold it, can you just...
Now, what radio are you listening to us on?
I'm picking you up distantly on 1300 AM. Let me put it this way. I got a pretty good car radio and a pretty new car, and maybe the power's not right, but something's wrong. So
that's probably what it is, Mike. You probably have some type of snafu with, I don't know. I can't talk to you about it on the air. We got a show to do.
All right, well, put some dreidel dollars in the transmitter.
I don't think it's our transmitter. It might be your radio.
All right. Well, thanks very much.
Maybe it's a fuse. Thank you, Mike.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah.
Bye-bye.
This is fun.
We could spend the whole show doing this.
This is fun for everyone around the country.
Yes. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Understand.
Hello.
Hey, are you on the air?
Yes, you're on the air.
Yeah, you're on the air. What can we do for you?
I don't hear you, guy.
What do you mean?
Well, why don't you listen?
Turn your radio up.
I don't hear it.
Don't turn it up when you're on the air.
Turn your radio down. Hello.
I think he hung up. That was a real idiot.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I'm going to speak with Don and Mike.
You're on the air. Hi.
Don and Mike.
Yes, you're on the air.
Yes, turn your radio down, please.
Oh, I'm sorry. I live in the Montgomery County area, man. I just jumped to Laura to be able to hear you, man. Your show is bad as hell, man.
Do any more cell phones work at all in Washington?
Hello, Don and Mike. I don't think it's here, Mike. It's everywhere. I know he was calling from D.C., but I think it's everywhere. Hello?
Yeah, there was something wrong with the radio. I was listening and went all fuzzy for a second there, but it came back now.
Are we back on? I mean, excuse me, we were never off.
Yeah, but
this is a guy. This is a guy from out of town. This is a guy from out of town who's trying to F with us, trying to F up our joke.
Right.
See, because we know.
That's not how I just walked right into it.
Hold on. It's back.
It is back?
It's back.
Okay, so he's being honest.
It's back. They just got it back on just right now.
Excellent. Okay, good job, guys. I know somebody at Wendell. I think that's Wendell that did that busted butt to get out there.
Oh, we sure did have fun. I could have done that for the whole rest of the show.
That would be fantastic.
Just have people go, hey, do you know you're not on the air? So, no, yes, we are.
You know, our Mike the Hanukkah guy, though, I picture him, like, tapping on his car radio, and then it came back on. So, I mean, really, he was the one we spent the most time with. So he was probably just, like, going, and maybe dying. Yes, it was my radio. And calling his service guy at the car dealership.
And he actually came up with an excuse. Well, it's a new car.
Right.
It has something to do with the power in the car.
Yeah.
You know, like, too much juice to the radio.
Sure, absolutely.
And I said, juice, not too much juice to
absolutely
the radio.
Juice. So hopefully you got it fixed.
Gotta be careful because it's Mike the Hanukkah guy. Mm-hmm. And being as we're now back on.
Are we on full power?
I don't know.
I think so.
I have no idea what the power situation is. Here is our producer, Chuck Broyhill. Is the station on at full power, Charlie?
No, we're not.
Oh.
Not full power.
Really? Do you have any other...
What are we on, like 10 watts or something?
I think I have more watts in my car than what we're doing right now.
Really?
Gotcha. Yeah.
Well, people are hearing it, though, obviously.
Very few.
Some.
Maybe in the parking lot.
So, is that bad?
Yeah. It's pretty bad.
So this might... This right now... In Washington, D.C., we might as well be working on one of those new proposed low-power FM stations that anybody can have out of their basement.
Exactly.
Okay.
Except this is a much more expensive one.
Do we have a number at the transmitter?
Not that I'm aware of. It won't be in that book.
It's not in that book?
No.
Mm. Who's out there, Jimmy?
I have cell phone numbers for each of them.
Bring them in, please. I'd love to call.
Okay.
Let's get an update.
Give them a call to see what the deal is with the transmitter.
We like to share the behind-the-scenes doings, and this is something that is... I don't believe this ever happened since we've been at this radio station where we've actually been completely knocked off the air for a lengthy period of time.
I mean,
time.
Now it's going on 50 minutes almost.
Right. Wow.
The station's been off the air. It's too bad. Charlie Stossel missed our great riff on it.
Yeah. Well, they had to hire McClure. They had to do that.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, I'm from New York. I was wondering if I can guess the secret sound.
Yeah, sure, of course. Why not? Hey, what's your name?
Travis.
Travis, where are you from in New York?
I'm about 15 minutes outside the city in New Jersey.
All right, my friend. No build-up. We'll just play you the sound. Good luck. Here it is. Of course, the people of New York get a special pass if they hear us on tape delay.
They do indeed.
Travis, what is the sound?
Is it a pull-chain switch for a ceiling fan?
No, it is not.
All right.
Thank you, though, Travis.
Okay.
Hold on. I got a situation here. Who's that?
Wendell.
Oh, here is our engineer. You know him. You've heard him on this show.
Hey, boss.
Here he is, live from the NRA Cafe, Wendell Hall. Wendell, what's doing with the transmitter for radio station WJFK-FM?
Well, the main transmitter has blowed up but good.
Ooh. Oh, are you kidding me?
And I cannot get the filaments to start on it. However, I have us on the air on a little solid-state 4,000-watt backup.
4,000 watts?
Yep.
So we're broadcasting 4,000 watts?
Yep.
Which
we might as well be off the air.
Yeah, not really.
So the 4,000 watts is what we have, and you say it blew up?
Well, something is seriously wrong with it, but my first priority was getting something, anything, back on the air. So I rigged that to put us back on.
You know, back in the days before we were syndicated,
mm-hmm.
back in the day...
Right.
You guys would be sitting back in the kitchen having a cup of coffee, smoking a cigarette or something.
We'd be gone.
Oh, okay.
We'd be long gone.
Right. We'd
hardly
we'd be leaving thinking, you know what? Hey, we got half a day off.
Day off.
Mm-hmm. Sorry to wreck that for you, fellas.
Well, listen, we got all these other cities to worry about anyway.
That's true.
All right, Wendell, thank you. I got to go talk to the program director to see what he knows about this.
All righty, sir. Take a light.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, that sounds mighty serious.
Yeah. Here he is in his first crises. As acting program director, here is Big Gum Jim.
Hi, guys.
Jim, it's a crisis.
I know. I don't know what the hell to do.
The transmitter has blowed up good.
It was leadership.
What's your game plan, Jim?
I am pulling into the auxiliary transmitter right now, where Wendell's going to talk me through how to turn it back on.
Oh, my God. So you mean you're going to be the point man to try to turn the station's transmitter back on?
I'm going to use my extra long finger so I can press all the big buttons.
Well, make sure if there's any wet grass outside, you drag your feet through it.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Jesus, we're screwed. I mean, I have faith in Wendell. Wendell's a very capable engineer.
That's right.
But I worry if Jimmy's the guy who's supposed to hit the switch.
Yeah, it's going to be a little dicey, unless they make him climb the tower.
You're worried about it.
Jim, you know that this will be how you are remembered for what could be a very brief tenure as program director of JFK-FM.
I could be the shortest-lived tenured PD, you're correct.
You know, if you lean your face on top of the transmitter, maybe that radiation will make you grow a chin.
Right? Just remember, Jim, no added
Thanks
pressure,
so much.
But right now, it's how you're going to be judged.
Yes.
The rest of your career at WJFK.
This is your crisis. This is the time for you to shine, Jimmy.
The station is off the air during the vital spring book in the middle of afternoon drive with your number one rated radio show.
Steve Goldstein is having a cow right now because the spots didn't run.
Right.
He already yelled at me.
Right.
I'm going to jump the fence because I don't have the proper keys to get in.
Way to go, Jim. Way to be prepared for the crisis.
They didn't issue me the keys with the program director book.
Jim. Program director book.
What do you think the odds are? We get back from vacation, he's fired.
Oh, I don't know, man. This is it. He better get cracking. Hey, good luck, Jim.
Thank you, guys.
We're behind you all the way, Jim.
I know you are.
Got faith in you.
Good luck, Jimmy. We know you can do it, Jimmy.
Yes, thank you, Rob, for that last of support.
Get the station back on the air, Jim.
Yes, sir.
It's not like your job hangs by this, but it does.
No, not at all.
Okay.
Hang up now, Jim.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
So sort of, he'd stay on the phone for 3 hours with us if we wanted him to.
Let's call Belichick and see how he's dealing with us.
Very good.
Even if you don't know what to do, you don't say, Alan. I don't know what to do.
General Manager Alan Linewand on the phone now.
Don and Mike here.
How you doing, guys?
How are you handling the crisis with flagship radio station WJFK being... hold on, here's Broyhill.
I just want to make sure he tells the truth.
What's that?
Why? What did he just do? What should I know?
Oh, he didn't do anything. I'm just curious to hear.
No, I thought it would be better that those guys work on fixing it than being on the air. That's all I thought.
Oh, was he just yelling at them because they were talking to us?
Not at them.
He was yelling at who?
He wasn't really yelling. He was trying to make his point very clear.
Well, was he having a discussion with you?
Yes.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh, you know.
All right.
Gotcha.
Yeah, don't blame us. Blame the guys that are answering the phones when we call them.
There you go. I mean, I kind of think that the most important thing for them to do at this point is to get us back.
Sorry about that.
Mike, you're not allowed to say a-hole.
Sorry about
Mike
that.
Mike just said chew them at a-hole.
Say that, Mr. Brinkley. Sorry about that. Well, I didn't know I was. Well, I'm not on the air.
David, this is Peter Jennings.
Yes?
You are on the air, you feeble bastard.
I was reminded of a story one time.
So, Alan.
Yes?
I really don't think that our phone call is going to slow them down that much.
Well, let's hope not.
Yeah, I think they're actually going as fast as they can.
How are you dealing with this? This would be your first real crisis as general manager. I'll ask you the same question that I asked acting program director Jim McClure. How are you dealing with your first crisis?
Well, I actually... I'm nervous for the first time in my career, I think. So.
Really?
Well, this has never happened to me. So,
yeah, I don't think it's ever happened since we've been here.
No, I mean...
The transmitter's actually blown up.
Yeah, I'm sure it's fine. You know, Wendell will figure it out very quickly.
But when you do have to blame someone, let's say the station is off the air or at low power for an elongated period of time. We're coming up on 1 hour now. Let's say that this stretches into the evening and into the morning drive and even into our show tomorrow. At what point do you blame someone else?
Well, first of all, I think it's about 27 minutes to be exact, but I don't know. I don't know. That's a good question, but we will get to the bottom.
Will you jump on the grenade yourself and assume responsibility, or will you...
Well, listen, I have to ultimately, don't I? But I will find out why this problem occurred, period.
Okay, that's me.
I mean, you know, this is not a good thing.
Well, I sure wouldn't want to be Jim McClure right now,
This is not the normal course of doing business.
Did you hear the program... Excuse me, did you hear the acting program director say that he was at the transmitter but did not have a key to get in?
Well, yeah, I did, and unfortunately the part that was concerning to me is that he was talking to you and not trying to get into that...
Yeah, that bothered me, too.
Site.
That bothered me a lot.
You know, that's, mm-hmm. You know, time is money. You know what they say.
Right. Alan is pissed.
He is.
He is pissed.
Well, he should be.
I would say, if I had to bet right now who will be blamed for this,
mm-hmm.
I would bet all of Bart's college money that it's Jim McClure. I would...
This is going to be fine. Everything's going to work out just fine.
Everything's going to be fine.
If the station stays off the air... until tomorrow morning.
Well, then I guess you'll be talking to somebody else tomorrow afternoon.
No. Oh, my. Oh, wow. Well, yes, you wouldn't allow that to happen. You'd be able to throw someone else in front of the train.
Come on, you're a pit bull.
Well, that's true.
You're a survivor.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate that support.
Okay. No, absolutely. You'd be the last guy standing.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, I know you must have
I don't.
On a Washington if you're talking to me.
But I thought you were going to say I have something more important to talk about, but I don't.
I mean, yeah, I guess if I'm the topic now of conversation on the show, boy, this is...
this is grand for people around the country to listen to. They're listening to right now to a radio station in total shambles.
Absolutely. Our listeners just crave this stuff.
If one more person comes into my office and says, hey, do you know ...
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, we were taking those calls for a while. You mean... Mm-hmm. Do you have actual station employees coming in and telling you that? Hey, Alan?
Yeah.
Here's a little tip for you.
Yeah.
I was back there right after this happened, and it's, you know, several people are behaving in that kind of it's a snow day way, you know? So, and
yeah, there's no snow day about it.
I understand, but I would just observe. This is a good time to observe, and I would say the people that are the most gleeful and excited and joyful, I think they got to go. Just my opinion. Yeah.
You know, I'm gonna do a little walk around here. Excellent. I'm gonna notice that.
Don't you think anybody from this moment on, anybody who comes in and sticks their head in your office and says, "Hey, did you know the station's off the air?" That should be immediate dismissal. I mean, really, how effing stupid?
Absolutely.
Do they think you are?
Right. I mean, it's maybe one thing, I'll just put a sign "idiot" on my forehead when they walk in.
I mean, it's one thing for our listeners to call. You know, I expect that maybe they think we don't know the station's off the air. Mm-hmm. But
well, you know what? I hate to either put you on hold or cut you off, but I do have what I think is a very important call coming through.
Is it from the engineers?
I may be. Can I put you on hold?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
On hold or cut you off, but I do.
He'll be right back.
You know, if they're coming in and saying we're off the air, at least for a change, they're actually listening in the building.
No, that's true.
It's an improvement.
That's very true.
Yeah, but I think there's a window for that.
Coming in.
You know, maybe the first 10 minutes, 10, 15 minutes or so. That means they're listening, you know, all the time.
It's an improvement.
You know, after, it's the slackers that are coming in after the fact that maybe heard it from somebody else.
I like a list of names of all the salespeople who are coming in telling this.
It's telling
the story to the general manager.
And would it be unfair to ask for a list of the salespeople who are most excited?
Coming in.
Absolutely not.
Thank you.
Brian, he'll get right on that, please.
Excellent.
And would it be
I bet David Hainline is happy.
I bet he's probably one of the most excited.
He's probably looking at porn on his computer right now. Woo! Station's off the air, buddy! Hey, buddy! Come look at this! I got a guy taking a dooney on another guy! Look at my computer, buddy!
I saw the greatest thing with David Hainline today. You know that idiot headset he wears?
Yeah, right.
With his wireless transmitter and
sure.
his big place.
Hold on, Robbie. Hold on. Alan?
Yes, I'm back.
Who did you speak to?
It was actually Ken.
Ken. Oh my God.
Okay. Well, you know, in all fairness, I gave him the heads up.
Oh, you did?
I wouldn't want somebody else in the company to call him and say, "Hey, Ken, by the way, did you hear?"
That's a good move,
right? You know, that wouldn't be the right thing.
What advice did Ken give you? Did you tell him it was McClure's fault?
No, I haven't pointed fingers yet, but...
Probably not necessarily just
now,
yet.
All we're trying to do is get the right people in the right places to fix it. I'm certainly, you know, there's concern, but we'll fix it. Listen, it's halfway to being fixed at this point.
Oh, good. What timetable are you using?
I would be shocked if by the end of the show it's not back up.
Oh, okay. All right, good. I like that.
Thanks.
All right, very good.
All right, thank you, Alan.
I think it's flipping some switches and, you know, I'm not an engineer.
Turning some dials.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, tweaking some this and turning some that.
There you go.
You're right. There you go. You back up and nobody even... nobody's worse off except, you know, a couple of people.
Gotcha.
We won't mention who they are.
There you go.
We know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Hey, where's Ken today?
Ken is up in New York.
Okay. Thanks. See ya.
All right. Bye-bye. See ya.
Bye-bye. Gee, who are you going to call now?
Gee, I wonder.
It's fascinating. We sit here. The center.
Thank you for calling 1027 WNEW.
Oh, I need Ken's direct line at his office.
8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m.
Now we're really getting Alan at the window. Alan, look at Alan's out miming going, "We're on!" He's giving us the thumbs up. We're on.
Oh,
come on in, Alan. Come on in.
No need to finish that call.
I wasn't going to blame you, Alan.
No.
I just wanted Ken to know what's really happening.
What's that?
Nope. That is a phone light going on. And here is Alan. What did you want to say?
One of the most exciting moments of my general manager's career. Just
full power, we're on?
Full power.
Hey.
Oh, full power.
Wow. Full power.
Pretty significant.
Full power.
That's great.
Okay.
All right, Andy, you'll give us some credit?
100% credit.
Is it really full power, or are you just saying this because
no,
you were going to call Ken?
It is full power.
Full power.
Full
as
power.
As soon as I hung up with you, I received the phone call. We are full power.
Excellent.
All right, we'll find out.
All right, we'll
thank
find
you.
Out. Thank
all
you,
right.
Alan.
We'll
excellent.
Let you know.
Thank you.
Very good.
Charlie, would you please bring me Ken's line in New York? Is the number on his desk.
Very good.
He just left.
He just left?
Oh, he left.
Or give me a cell. Why is Alan hanging around here?
Petrified.
Oh, God.
I tried Ken's direct number, and there was no answer. I haven't been able to get his cell phone number from him.
Steal it.
Hold on.
He's protective of that.
You know what?
Here, I'll get it. Hold on. Okay. Trying to track down Ken. Crisis in the studio. Day one.
Crisis 2000.
So are we full power, Charlie?
As best as that transmitter can make it, yes.
All right. The full transmitter?
It's the full AM sound FM transmitter.
Which means it's kinky.
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 I'm trying to call Roz. Hey, Roz, it's Don and Mike. Hi, do you mind being on the air for just a moment?
No.
Hey, would you give Charlie Broyhill Ken's cell phone number?
No.
Please? No, listen, we have to call him. There's an emergency here. The station's off the air.
I'll call him. What do you want me to tell him?
Oh, come on.
She is a sharpie. Oh,
come on, Roz.
No.
No, please.
Oh, no, I live with this man.
Please. I just want to tell him how people are reacting to the crisis here.
I'll call him.
All right, would you call him and have him call me?
Sure.
On the hotline, please.
Does he have the number?
I bet he doesn't. Hold on a
he
second.
He doesn't know Charlie will give it to you.
Hold on. Charlie will give it to
too
him.
Too funny.
Okay.
Too funny. That was funny. No.
No, of course not. Of course not, she said.
So now he guards his cell phone number.
I got it somewhere. I just don't have it with me. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Probably changes it every week.
Hello.
Don.
Yeah.
Last week you said our station in Bakersfield was broke dick. Who's got the broke dick station now, buddy?
Hey, listen.
You know, hey, we may be AM, but we're on the air.
Okay, touche.
We're
touché.
Broadcasting. We're covering all our commercials.
Touche. Okay, come on.
Okay, so give us a break here. Give us some love.
Come on. God damn.
Pride in his station in Bakersfield, California.
I'm here screaming that this is a broke dick station. In Bakersfield, you wouldn't even have known this station was off the air if I didn't tell you.
That's right.
For goodness sakes. Hello, Don and Mike.
Oh, hi. It's Mary from Fairfax. I wanted to let you guys know you've been on for about 6 or 7 minutes.
Thank you, Mary. This is almost as annoying as the people who were calling saying that we were off the air.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I didn't get you at all when I got in the car, and then all of a sudden I came back, and there you were.
Yeah. Does it sound same as it ever was?
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. But I'm very happy that you're back. It made my day.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks, Mary.
Thank you, Mary. Thanks, Mary. Hello, Don and Mike show.
My brothers.
Oh, Tom.
Well, now I know we're back on the air.
What, Tom?
How you doing, guys?
I'm in the middle of a crisis, Tom. Can't speak to you now.
Call later?
No. Yes.
Call later?
Yes, call Friday.
Call Friday? You're all going to be in New York on Friday.
Right, but you can still call us even when we're in New York. Call Friday, I promise. I'll talk to you for an hour.
Okay,
bye. Bye, Tom.
Excellent.
We'll wait for that on Friday.
There you go.
It's just the first day of our vacation.
Very good.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Oh, hold on, that was still Tom. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, actually, I called this morning at about 6:30 to talk to your board out there at the station, because I drive in from Fredericksburg.
Yeah.
And I forewarned him, I told him, you need to check your meters, because something is up. And he hung up on me.
Wow.
Okay, now
wait a second.
We could have somebody else falling on the grenade instead of McClure.
You spoke to the board up this morning?
Yeah, I know when you...
Hold on, we're checking the log right now to find out who that was. Is that during
Greg or Craig?
Stern Show?
Greg?
Oh,
is that
Greg.
The penis-wielding Greg Edger?
No.
Who is it?
It wasn't.
Who was it?
Jay Nichols.
Who the hell's Jay Nichols?
Tired.
Or
he was here till 6 a.m., or that person was, but nobody has signed on this log.
I did.
Since 6 a.m., except for...
Who was the guy you were speaking with? What did he say his name was?
I didn't get his name. One of the young ladies that answered the phone thought maybe it was Greg or Craig, but...
Let me just point out what Charlie just said. Hand that over here.
Man.
You know, I'm no lawyer.
Right.
But if I was one of the CBS lawyers, mm-hmm. I would be worried less about us talking about Superman and Lois Lane having sex.
Yes.
And I might be more concerned about a radio station in Washington, D.C. that has no meter readings and nobody's signing on the transmitter log from 6 a.m. until 3 p.m. when the conscientious Rob Spiewak signed on.
Uh-huh.
See?
Yeah.
Time in, 12 a.m.
Why is it saying no meter on there? Is there a reason
there's
no meter?
They couldn't take meter readings.
Those meters have been moved to the other studio because, fortunately, they're going to be rebuilt this next 10 or 14 days.
Okay.
But see, when you work at a radio station, you've got to have at least one person
sign on
who signs on the log
right. And
takes the meter readings. Mm-hmm. And the FCC is very strict about that.
They are, very much so.
That you have to have...
So no operators have even signed on since...
6 a.m.
Oh, my God.
It's blank from 6 a.m. up until 2:57 when Rob A. signed on.
Yeah, it's 12 a.m.
No. See, it's time in 12 a.m.
Okay, time
out
6
a.m.
So whoever came in at 6 a.m.
From 6 a.m.
Right.
Till 10 a.m., there's nothing. And from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m., there's nothing.
Good job.
That might, you know what? That might go back in McClure's side. I mean, that might be something against McClure.
Do we still have the guy on the line that talked to the board op? Or is he gone?
He's gone.
Hello?
Listen, I don't... You know, they're going to get mad at me if I start reading this stuff. And I'm looking at the log for Tuesday.
Wow.
Do you see what I see?
Yeah, I do.
Do you see the big blank spaces?
Yeah, absolutely. It's not cool. Highly uncool.
I'm looking at the log for Monday.
Oh, it seems to be a regular thing.
Didn't the FCC, back when I first got into radio, don't I remember, like, the FCC used to actually come by radio stations?
Inspect, check them, check the old logs.
Check stuff like this.
They still do that.
All right, going back to Sunday.
Sunday.
Well, no, there's a complete day on Sunday.
Yeah, weekend.
So we were good on Sunday. You want to see last Friday?
So it's weekdays. Oh, my God. It's like in that same time span.
How about last Thursday?
Oh, my God.
How about a week ago? Oh, it doesn't go back that far.
As far back as we go.
Well, the farthest back we can go is last Thursday.
Wow.
And as you can see...
Wow. Oh, God.
As you can see, this place... Listen, this is the most broke dick radio station I ever worked at.
And somebody called this morning and told whoever was running the board that there was a problem.
Mm-hmm. But that person is too busy not taking meter readings.
Absolutely.
Or filling out the log to do anything about it.
Of course. We can find out who that was. It's fascinating.
God damn. You know, and they bust our balls about talking about Superman giving a hard one to Lois Lane.
That's right.
Nobody's signing on the station logs for a week.
Right.
And nobody's taking meter readings for a week.
Wow.
What, Charlie? What?
Who do you think was on at that time, 6 a.m.?
After that, I don't know who was in running Stern this morning. No idea.
Okay.
No clue.
What were you going to say to me, though?
I'll go to break.
Oh, all right. Gotcha. Oh, the big secret's out now. Well, I'm sure they'll be able to manufacture that. You know, they'll be able to fill the logs.
Sure, God. No one ever makes that stuff up.
You know, I'm just tired of being yelled at for stuff we do on this show. When, look, there's so many problems around here.
Right.
You know, this is the Oasis. You should not look at the show as a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Look around you. You got a station that's off the air. You're breaking all kinds of rules. Jesus Christ. What a mess. Well, this is a good time to play some commercials that have been paid for in Washington, D.C. that will not be heard because the station is running on gerbil power right now. We will be right back.
I'd like to refer to this whole thing from start to finish as a real Mickey Mouse operation. But that'd be an insult to Mickey Mouse.
Laugh nuts. Funny. The Don and Mike Show.
I was just going to say this is going to have to be a fast break because we're running so late today.
Right.
But joining us now on the hotline is Ken Stevens.
Hello, Ken.
Hi, guys.
Ken, of course, you're on the air.
Your wife protected your cell phone number very skillfully.
Good.
This place is falling apart, Ken.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, the station's off the air. McClure's locked out of the transmitter. Hold on. Charlie Broyhill's coming in with some piece of information for us.
Oh, yes. Charlie just came in with your cell phone number.
Oh, we do have it now. Okay. What, do we get off the caller ID?
Okay.
Do me a favor.
Yeah. What's that?
Ask Charlie where he got that.
Off the caller ID.
Off caller ID.
Okay. Tell him I'm going to remember that.
Ken's going to remember that.
Okay.
Okay. Wow.
Oh, boy.
Why is that bad that he knows your cell phone?
Because now you know my cell phone.
Well, I think I already have it. I mean, I just don't have it in my Palm Pilot. I got it written down somewhere at home. I mean, I would have just called you myself. I just don't have the number with me.
Oh, okay.
Listen, we were just concerned that there's... I don't want to say that there's a lack of leadership here, because that would be inappropriate, but... The station is off the air. We're operating...
No, wait a second. It's back on. It's on at full power.
No, Ken, we're on gerbil power right now.
Not anymore. You're on regular power now.
Well, I was just listening on the monitor, and it sounds all fuzzy and stuff.
Now, what's going on?
I could have been misinformed, but I was just told that you're back on full power.
Well, anyway, I just wanted to know who you were going to blame for it.
Well, you know, I like to start at the top and work down.
Okay, good. Did you hear about the other stuff that I'm not supposed to...
I'm placing blame immediately. You know, I like to do that.
Mm-hmm. Did you hear about the other stuff that I'm not supposed to talk about anymore on the air?
No.
Oh, good.
Give me a hint without talking about it on the air.
Hold on a second. Rob will tell you off the air.
Rob will tell you off the
air. Hold on. I just think it's real interesting. Well, with all the things that you've made us do to make sure that we're legally correct, like telling people they're on the air and everything.
Hold yeah, Rob will tell you.
Hold on a second. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, Rob's going to tell Kim what's going on.
You know, I wouldn't do this if really...
It's just if we hadn't had our nuts in a vice over stuff like this.
If we didn't have a card in front of us that says to every person we call, hi, this is the Don and Mike Show, do you mind going on the air with us? Mm-hmm. And if they didn't threaten to censor us and take the telephone away...
I know, I understand what you're talking about, you know, scrutinizing us.
Right.
And then you're talking about basic little things that have to be observed.
Okay.
I did all my stuff.
There you go. That's way to go, Rob.
Well, he did.
Yeah, it's true.
He did all his stuff.
Very conscientious.
That's interesting, isn't it?
Indeed it is.
Very interesting.
Seems
to me that a radio station could get in more trouble for that than they could for simply not telling somebody that they were on the air. Of course, I don't know.
Well, we wouldn't do either of those things, so...
No, I know we wouldn't. But if we did, ooh, brother. Would that be a mess?
Mm-hmm. Nah, but of course we didn't do anything like that, so there's no cause for...
No, and everything I said on the air before was just a big joke.
Mm-hmm. Kidding!
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, well, you shouldn't even kid about stuff like that. People might think it's real.
He's right.
All right, well, you know, there's always that fine line on this show. You never really
know what's going on. It's, right. Sometimes it's created reality.
Yeah. Created reality?
Absolutely, created reality.
You could certainly understand, though, how I might go off on a comedy riff about that, what with all of the restrictions, all the technical restrictions that are put on us about keeping this show right up to spec, you know, and then to turn around and, you know, make up this crazy bit that I made up about what's going on here.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could understand the frustration, maybe.
No, I think everybody should be held to the same high standard.
Thank you. That is all we ask. That is all we ask, Ken.
Absolutely.
Thank you. And will it be McClure who falls on the sword for this?
Well, somebody is at least going to bleed. I don't know if anyone will die, but
someone's going to bleed.
I have to blame someone.
I love it when you make people bleed, Ken.
Thank you, Ken. And I promise your cell phone number is a secret.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Brother, very tense around here today.
You know, that means now we're going to have a meeting with him tomorrow about the stuff that I said today. I guarantee.
Well, I think that you are not going to have to be that concerned about that, frankly. I really don't.
You think he might have other fish to fry?
I do indeed.
You think?
I know that if I was somebody in a programming position here, I might be just a little bit edgy. Just a little bit edgy.
You think so?
I think big time.
You think so?
You know, based on my experience doing that job and your experience doing that job, I think we can agree that's
important.
Yeah, that's not the, in all seriousness, I believe that the programming department should be monitoring that.
That's all we ask.
I know I did.
That everybody be kept to the same ridiculous standards that we are held up. Right.
Don, you know, the fact that we've both been in this business a relatively long time would indicate that we came from an era where that was a... more scrutinized than it is today.
Well, obviously.
I think a younger man might not be as in tune with that. I mean, he will be now, I believe.
Well, I'm ready to vote guilty. Mm-hmm. I don't know about the rest of you guys. Welcome to today's episode of 12 Angry Men. You know, I don't know I don't know what happened to the show. One minute we were talking to Charlie Stossel about Big Ben doing his girlfriend, mm-hmm. and the next thing you know, we're off the air, and all of a sudden Pandora's box has been opened.
Sometimes a crisis turns out to be a good thing. That's because things change. And I think perhaps that might be the case here.
The last thing I'd like to know before we go to break is if the station is truly on full power, or if we were on gerbil power.
I heard you listening on the monitor. I know what you're talking about. It's a little fuzzy.
It sounded fuzzy.
I think the best answer is full auxiliary power. Full main power.
But not full main power.
Right.
Gotcha. Uh-huh. All right, so we're on a secondary transmitter.
So we're generating a lot of watts, but it's not necessarily the same transmitter that offers the same clear, crystal clear signal.
And maybe not so much on the watts, but full power on the auxiliary transmitter.
Okay, and it's like, Mike, think of this. When your lights go off.
Right.
And that generator that you got me?
Yes, yes. The one that you gave to your in-laws.
And they use it. They love it.
That's good, as long as it's being used.
That, in essence, is what the station's on right now, is like a Honda generator.
Sure. We're having a brownout.
Yes, we are.
A delightful brownout.
Right. And we are past the one-hour mark in this crisis now, are we not?
Yes. We are at 1 hour and 5 minutes of Crisis 2000.
You know, there's only one real way of finding out how it's sounding is going out there and listening to the Heartland, the people in the Heartland.
Well, if the people in the Heartland can't hear us, though, to call in and tell us how it's
sounding.
That'd
be like Smoky Rivers.
Right.
Right.
They can hear us, they just can't understand it.
If you're having trouble receiving it, he put a promo on one time and said, if you're having trouble receiving our signal, well, if you're having trouble receiving,
you can't hear that message. Moron.
There was a problem with another station that was overlapping on the station's signal.
Yes.
So the program director voiced himself this announcement. If you're having trouble listening to WAVA, and we went on the air and we played this thing, and we said exactly that.
Mm-hmm.
If people are having trouble hearing the station, they're not going to be able to hear the announcement that says, if they're having trouble hearing the station, they should call to tell us.
I should point out that unlike Mr. Rivers, I was saying we should do that to gauge the quality of the signal to see how it's being received from the people that can hear it.
If you're having trouble receiving WAVA,
that's right, please call us right now, even though you probably can't hear me.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, Don?
Yes, hello there.
Hi, I think you're full power.
All right, where are you listening to?
Loud and clear.
Where are you in the D.C. area?
I am in Northwest Reno Road, so that's a very hard place to for reception. So.
Okay, right. So it's an area where you sometimes get dicey reception anyway.
That's right.
All right, thanks, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hi, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Brentwood, California. I'm driving through the sticks out here on Highway 4, and I can hear you guys clear as a bell.
Right, but you don't understand the object here. Hello. Not in my show. Hello.
Yeah, Don.
Yes.
Did Frank Ahearns blow up your transmitter?
He would be the number one suspect.
There's a number one suspect right there. Release the hounds!
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm calling from south of Fredericksburg, and I'm picking up on WJFK perfectly, 100%.
So it sounds normal?
Yeah, that answers that.
All right.
Maybe this transmitter works better than the regular one.
Yeah, maybe, Buzz.
It's a good piece away from the other one, so it might have more. It might favor the south better.
It might actually be a better transmitter.
That's good.
Okay. Who knows? Turn that frown upside down.
Oh, absolutely.
And when all is said and done, we still have Ken's cell phone number.
Yes, we do. Okay, watch that one, Ron.
Clear the line. Why is that such a guarded secret? Ooh, Ken's cell phone. Ooh.
Ken picks his fights, and it's very weird to predict where he's going to get mad.
Clear these lines right now for the secret sound. 877-365-3636. Call 100 right now.
Time for more host chat with Don and Mike.
Hey, listen, if you want to see the pictures of the Tom Gavin, the Monster, the Survivor show,
yeah,
go to Jenna and Shiloh's website. Those pictures are up now. And here's the web address. It's www.2exposed.com.
Look forward to that.
On Friday, July 7th, we're giving away a 3-day, 2-night trip to Vegas, courtesy of Independence Day, available on DVD starting June 27th.
Good.
Tomorrow on the show, get ready, kids. You can win an ice cream maker.
Yeah!
Oh, yeah! Courtesy of TNT. Don't miss A League of Their Own, Saturday at 8, 7 Central on TNT. And tomorrow, when we give away this big ticket item, we'll also qualify somebody to win $16,000 in birthday wishes from TNT. That money will be given away on August 4th.
It's a great time for an ice cream maker.
The transmitter right now.
Sure, same motion. You know, you turn a crank.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Yes. Hello?
Am I caller 100?
No, I'm sorry. You're the 99th caller. You just missed.
Sorry.
Thank you, though.
Hang up.
Radio up too loud.
Of course.
Bad cell phone.
Yes.
Sorry. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I am caller 100.
Right.
Bingo, nice and loud and clear.
Beautiful.
Thanks.
Well, what's your name, my friend?
My name is Matt.
Matt, where are you calling from?
I'm listening to KHTK, but I'm calling north of Sacramento.
My friend in Northern California, you've won the End of Days prize pack. Order End of Days, starring Arnold, from your local cable company. In-demand pay-per-view for the demanding viewer.
Mm-hmm. Are you right on. Thanks, guys.
Are you ready to go for the big bucks?
I sure am.
Here we go with $500 online. Secret sound number 4. We'll play you the sound and give you 15 seconds to think about it. Please don't answer until Mike sings like
Robert Goulet.
And we wish you
Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
There it is. A common everyday sound. I've already given a few inadvertent hints, like it's mechanical, sounds kind of metalish.
And the odds are in my favor.
Oh, yes! For $500, all of those Benjamins. What is that?
It sounds to me like a coffee machine that is brewing coffee.
No,
we're sorry.
No, I'll give you credit. At least that's a guess we haven't heard before, though.
Right.
Thank you. Well, your guys show rock.
Thank you. Thank you for listening. Don't forget that every guest is a
clue for you.
I'm sorry this break is so fast. It's just been a very, very exciting, adrenaline-filled show today.
It's just been flying from the very beginning.
We've had lots of commercial-free rock today.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to go to Buzz now and the news.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
He made it up.
And Buzz, what is your first made-up story tonight on the news?
Tonight, a busy day in the battle against high gas prices.
Right, gotcha.
Yeah.
Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned. For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up. The Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very
professional.
Angry New Yorkers on the subway and angry Mets fans at Chase Stadium. Another quote. I'm not intimidated in the least. What are they going to do to me but boo me? I hope they do.
Oh, my God, he's a moron.
Hasn't he seen the flyers around New York about how it's going to be battery night?
He's a moron. He's an absolute... He's inciting. He's inciting in a city you just don't incite in.
I hope they boo. The worst thing they could do is have no reaction. That would piss me off the most. I'd hate that.
Okay, he's just a complete idiot.
He's a dope. He's the new program director at WJFK. He's so stupid.
Wow.
Hasn't learned. New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani says a faulty switch may have caused last night's subway derailment in Brooklyn. Scores of people got hurt when the third car of that train jumped the track, separating the first three cars from the last five.
Get to know Charlie.
La 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 la. Oh, no, Joe. Derailment! 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 Everybody off the train! Second! Oh, no! Oh, boy.
Oops, oh, Charlie, yeah. That was my fault, as usual.
La 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 la.
Charlie had the mind of a child.
I did.
The separation of those cars automatically tripped the train's emergency brakes, sending passengers and their belongings bouncing around inside the train cars.
Voila! Sorry, Mr. Mayor.
The good news is the injury tally has now been dropped from 89 to 66 as officials correct their count.
Woo, thank God for that.
Charlie must have counted as well.
One, two, three. You're badly hurt. Wow.
David Letterman has reportedly banned lawyers from his studio audience. The New York Observer.
We'd like to ban lawyers from listening to this show.
That's fantastic.
The New York Observer says Letterman finds lawyers make boring audience members. Here's how he knows. The paper says that for years, the show gave blocks of tickets to big Manhattan law firms.
This is great.
Which they then used to reward their employees. But the head of one firm says he was informed by a Letterman staff member that lawyers are boring and not great in a crowd. He quotes,
Stay cool.
Oh, now see, that man's not boring.
Right.
He quotes the staffer as saying, you're just not the kind of crowd we're looking for.
Good for David Letterman.
And like we were saying yesterday, get rid of the stupid tourists, Dave. Get the fans who really like seeing your show.
Absolutely.
And dangerous territory here. Apparently, absence makes the fond grow harder. Researchers in Florida say the less time a man spends with his female partner after having sex...
You had a little play on words there.
...the more attractive he finds her.
He's a wordsmith.
And the greater this man's interest in having sex with her again. In other words, as soon as you're finished making love, if the two of you go your separate ways, the man will be more eager to see the woman again. The scientists say they think it has to do with the evolutionary strategy known as sperm competition.
They've never put a camera in my bedroom.
Sperm competition is when sperm cells from two different men simultaneously occupy the reproductive tract of one woman and then must compete to fertilize the egg.
Let me just say, be careful, Buzz. If you were talking about Superman and Lois Lane right now, mm-hmm. they'd be deleting out what you're saying.
I will speak scientifically and choose my words carefully.
I think he may be talking about a beach in the Caribbean that he was on a few years ago.
Now, the theory is the longer a man is away from his partner, the more likely some other guy's sperm is in her, and the more urgent the evolutionary need to get his guys back in there to compete. That's also why the longer he's away, the higher the sperm count.
Hey! Who's been sleeping in my bed?
Science marches on.
Hold on, Buzz. You've got to do this right now.
All right.
Someone else has been here. More show.
This
coming up.
Is America's favorite turgid talkers, Don and Mike.
Yes, we are, and here is our friend Guy Birdley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. England's Prince William turned 18 today, which in the minds of tabloid reporters means he's fair game. So we're already hearing about a videotape that shows a steamy encounter between him and a young society maiden.
Yeah, baby.
All right. The tape reportedly shows the heir to the British throne getting busy after a party in London. Columnist Lou Smith says the incident was supposedly captured by a security camera. One observer of the royal family tells her, and I quote, "It's no big deal. He's a healthy, randy, heterosexual boy."
Randy.
The friend says that's all the tape would show, that and his nether regions, end quote.
Really?
They show his thing?
Well, that's, no, speculation by a friend saying, you know, what's the tape going to show except that he's a healthy boy and, you know, maybe his thing.
Maybe his thing.
Maybe. Royal thing.
Yes.
Prince William? As Bob Barker would say.
His royal willy.
William? Now, William, what do we have for William? It's a nice piece of poon.
It's not a car. It's not a car. How is William?
William?
William? That's a brand new armoire.
Yeah, Bob.
Government investigators say they haven't ruled out the possibility that actor Patrick Swayze was drinking when he crash-landed his private plane earlier this month.
But, really, you ought to just have a competition between him and John Rocker.
Well, they say they have another theory now.
What's that?
They say it may have been tobacco, not alcohol, that made him seem drunk right after the crash.
Right.
Investigators say they found a broken clamp, on a pressure hose that would have caused the cabin to lose pressure. They say that, combined with Swayze's chain smoking, could have made him loopy.
And what about the reports that the two guys who were on the plane immediately got rid of the 30 packs of beer that they had?
Well, there's that and the fact that police say he wasn't available for questioning for 12 hours after the accident.
12 right. hours? He's in like a motel somewhere throwing up.
Just a theory. He was in a motel, actually.
Man.
Former Star Trek star Patrick Stewart is sure pissing people off lately. Recently, he was forced to apologize for things he told the audience about his Broadway producers.
For if I cannot pluck the roles, number one, engage!
Now the British actor is bad-mouthing the U.S. of A.
You used to love him.
I still do. He's a fantastic actor.
He tells George Magazine, and I quote, "A lot of America's global actions stink. The U.S.'s international focus is based on money. It is laughable that the U.S. considers itself the land of opportunity. How can you be truly free when there's so much poverty and poor education?"
End what do quote. You think of that, Commander Worf?
Delicious.
Stewart, who played Captain Jean-Luc Picard on Star Trek The Next Generation, will play Professor X in the upcoming movie about the X-Men comic book characters.
I used to love that show. I really did used to love the Star Trek TNG.
Mm-hmm. You still have the collection, don't you?
Yeah, I got a real uniform that was really used on the show.
It's very cool.
You can buy just about anything at auction these days, and that includes Al Capone's toenail clippers. In fact, there's a whole auction trade now based on the former possessions of mobsters.
Oh, well, tell me now that I already got Mike's birthday gift for tomorrow.
Yeah,
well,
I tell you, those toenail clippers.
These items are already gone anyway. Al's toenail clippers went for $5,000 at a San Francisco auction this week.
Wouldn't pay that.
That purchase included, though, a pair of dice and an ivory cigar holder. Somebody else paid over $5,000 for Capone's revolver. Another buyer spent nearly $13,000 on the blood-stained hat worn by Bonnie's Clyde the day they were killed.
How much was that, Buzz? $13,000?
$13,000 for the blood-stained hat from Bonnie and Clyde.
Would you go on halfsies with me on the hat, Rob?
I want the part with the most blood on it.
Is it the real Bonnie? I mean, is it real Clyde?
Yeah, this is real stuff. There was also stuff from Pretty Boy Floyd and some other mobsters as well.
Wow.
Ronald McDonald.
Was there any Gotti stuff?
No, no Gotti stuff. Mostly old mobsters.
He's still alive.
Mobsters.
I know. Yeah. I know he's still alive.
He will be forever.
I just wanted to remind you that my birthday is in September.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, keep that in mind.
I'd love a Gotti item.
A Gotti. Sounds like an artist, doesn't it?
A Gotti.
I got you an original Gotti.
You know, for my birthday a couple of years ago, Rabe actually went to an artist and actually had an artist do a beautiful charcoal a portrait of John Gotti.
That's right.
And it's hanging in my television room now at home.
John Gotti.
This is a big picture of John Gotti. People come in that room, and they look at I got, like, gold records on the wall, and I got...
They don't know you. It scares them, right?
And I've got autographed footballs and stuff. And then they go, who is that? Is that John Gotti?
There you go.
You know, I say, yes.
You might be able to get that autograph someday. He loves, he answers every piece of mail he gets in prison. He answers it personally. He appreciates getting mail. You should write him.
You should write him and get it autographed.
I got to write him on NEW stationery.
There you go.
Yeah.
Dear John, listen to a show that supports you.
Absolutely.
Every night on 102.7.
Way to go, John Gotti.
Ronald McDonald holding a bloody butcher knife will be the centerpiece of a new campaign by the animal rights group PETA. Ronald with a knife will be the stuffed toy that PETA's putting in the McCruelty's Unhappy Meals. It'll be handing out this summer in front of the chain's locations around the country.
Oh, my God.
The campaign is planned for July and August. McDonald's calls the campaign an ugly distortion designed to frighten children. PETA, by the way, has just succeeded in shutting down a website that made fun of its animal rights work. The website was called PETA. People eating tasty animals.
You know, that's good. Now, that's good.
Yeah. Mm-mm, good.
We thank you, bud. Hold on, time out. Touchstones right here. Call 100 time. Please be assertive.
Yes.
We've got a prize package selected especially for you at 877-365-3636.
And I'll say this. Those are some sick, sick, sick people. Mentally sick. Now, I thought it was horrible, disgusting, embarrassing, shameful. It's stuck. People are sick when they do something like that. Absolutely friggin' sick. Those are sick people. Sick in the head. They ought to get their ass thrown right out of the stadium.
Jim Mora. Hi, I'm Don. This is Mike. Could we impose on you, just ask you to say, Don and Mike, you're sick in the head?
Could you just say, if you you would make us happy.
That'll go on somewhere. I'm not going to
We will play it for the next 10 years. That's
all right.
I can't
every day.
But
it might outlast that interview I did.
Well, listen, Coach, best of luck in Indianapolis.
Okay.
Jim Mora, thank you. Good luck with the Colts.
He's sick.
All right.
Sick.
Sick
in the head.
They'll see you in Toledo. John Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, Bazito.
In sports, Lenny Wilkins has taken over as coach of the Toronto Raptors. The 62-year-old calls it a great fit. Wilkins coached for Atlanta in the season just ended. Boxing officials in England have issued a license for Mike Tyson to fight in Scotland on Saturday. That license was jeopardized briefly by word that Tyson takes an antidepressant, which he discontinues just before his fights.
I don't want to go to Scotland.
Why, Mike?
I was over there one time. Things you see, things you...
Like what?
I don't shower much when I'm over there.
Right.
Well, you go in a shower, you see guys rectums.
And finally, crime tip number 7. Don't use counterfeit money to bail yourself out of jail. A Chicago man tried...
The crooks are stupid.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
A Chicago man tried this very thing after getting picked up on traffic charges in Darien, Illinois. Officers there say the money didn't feel right and was kind of yellowish. And the serial numbers...
That's my yellow money.
Yellow.
Serial numbers were identical on all the bills. So the Darien police called in the Secret Service, and now the man faces charges far more serious than traffic violations.
It's the same, huh?
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Buzz, well, what can I say? An exciting show it was today. Our thanks to Leah Remini from King of Queens.
She's the greatest.
Also to our friend Greg Garcia, who is the new producer and co-creator of the soon-to-be hit CBS TV series, Yes, Dear.
Yes, Dear.
Yes, Dear.
Yes, Dear. Thank you for both of them arguing on the show today. Also, Wendell Hall, Jim McClure, Ken Stevens,
Alan Linewan,
the whole crazy gang, Charlie Stossel, our movie man. We will see you tomorrow from New York.
with a brand new episode.
Right.
And make sure you catch it. It'll be the last one before vacation.
Excellent.
And those are always crazy. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello there. Hi. I am Caller 100.
Right. Very well said. What's your name?
Mike.
Hi, Mike. Where are you calling from?
Greenville, South Carolina.
Mike, caller number 100, and you've won the End of Days prize back. Order End of Days, starring Arnold, from your D.C. area cable company. In-demand pay-per-view for the demanding viewer. But wait, there's more. You've also won the WWF King of the Ring prize pack.
All right.
Courtesy of Comcast and Cox Cable Systems. WWF King of the Ring. In-demand Sunday. Call Comcast or Cox Cable now to order this pay-per-view event. Thank you for listening to the show in Greenville.
Thank you.
98.1 WPEK.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you who can still hear us on 106.7 WJFK, maybe the transmitter will be fixed tomorrow.
We can only hope.
And for everybody in New York on 102.7 WNEW, we look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
All right.
And we also have a very special treat for Mike's birthday.
Ooh, I can't wait.
That is tomorrow. We will see you there. See you then. Thank you. Good night, Buzz.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Thank you. Good night, Mike.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Robbie, Sydney, please throw your hat in the air, just like Sid Tyler Moore. You might just make it after
all. Oh, 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 baby.
Yes. Meow.
Okay.
We will see you tomorrow.
So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Till we meet again. Sammy.